Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Yeah, man.
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 Okay, yeah, man.
Everything ready?
Mm-hmm.
We literally ready for a lot.
Yeah, and everything's tested.
So just waiting for my ring first.
All right.
All right. And I did your camera angle, so.
It's just a 30 setup, so.
See.
Yeah.
Chris says he's on his way. Huh?
Dumb the Mongo, Mongo,
stupid.
Stop the cap.
Perfect.
Have you ever had a dream?
I'll put a little bit more money down, but at least we'll have a studio. We don't have to deal with no bullshit, bro.
We're hot.
We're hot.
Okay. All right. Cool. Let's regular intro. Let's do it.
Yep.
How many weighing, Mo?
1.9.
Cool.
Cool.
And, we got the phone lines open and everything?
It's on Firefox, Chris.
Yep.
All right. And let's have that number up as soon as we're Well, actually, just keep as soon as we go in, I start doing the announcement, pull up right away.
You want to intro the stuff or just like talk about it or just hop in the calls?
We can do a quick intro.
No, we can't.
All right, let's go.
3, 2, 1.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, man. It's Call-In Show Friday, man. Y'all been waiting for this one for a bit. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
All right, guys.
All right,
we're back. What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast after regular edition. Actually,
regular
my bad.
Edition.
So, guys, it's Friday, which means it's Call-In Show Friday. So, let's go ahead and throw that number up on the line real quick, on the air real quick for them, Chris. Guys, the number to call into the show is 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. You can call in about questions with girls, fitness, finances. You could call in about
UFOs.
UFOs, as you guys know, there's some congressional testimony going on about aliens and what's going on. And, you know, they're confirming a lot of things that people had thought that were, you know, formally classified. Really interesting testimony. I've been watching that. We know that Trump just got indicted again, charged with obstruction of justice because he told someone to delete some security footage. I think, and they added someone else to the indictment as well.
Yikes.
Over there in Mar-a-Lago. We know Hunter Biden basically got a slap on the wrist for some charges as well. I think some tax issues. And then lastly, Sam Bankman-Fried, LOL, he got some of his charges dropped as well. You know, the owner of FTX or the CEO of FTX,
not
whatever
surprised.
It may be. Yeah, so I'm not surprised
He's,
either.
One of them.
Yeah, if you guys know what I'm saying. So, yeah, whatever y'all want to talk about, call to the show, 515-605-9740. As you guys know, we're in YouTube jail right now. So we'll be back in about a week and a half or so. No.
Maybe like August 10th. Or 8th, something like that.
Hold on, I'll tell them right now. Yeah, it's gonna be about a week, guys. Another week. We're banned for 2 weeks. Yeah, August 7th or 8th, approximately, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range. So, yeah, man, it is what it is. We're Rumble. So rumble.com/FreshFit. So if anything ever does happen, guys, you guys know exactly where to find us. We're always going to be live streaming on Rumble. Everything is going to be going as regularly scheduled. So make sure to check us out on Rumble, the home of free speech.
Shout out to Rumble, man.
Yeah, it's really serious.
Shout out to Chris.
Shout out to Chris. Shout out to the whole team. Shout out to all the Rumble creators.
Not that Chris.
Oh, yeah, sorry, bud.
Bro, come on, man.
Yo,
bro.
This guy Chris, like, mumbles his words together.
The glory.
Chris is like Boomhauer. You guys ever watch King of the Hill? It's like, bro, nobody understands what the fuck he's saying except for us.
Look, he's getting better, right?
It's always hilarious when the girls come on the show and they've never heard him, like, speak, really? And they're like, what the fuck? I don't understand this.
I mean, not really,
but the
man.
Best part is he used to be a teacher.
Yeah, he used to be a teacher.
Man. 5 years.
Yeah, okay. Everyone that's a teacher loves to say that they used to be a teacher.
Yeah, even the girl
that hood chick
next to me was like,
yeah, I used to be a teacher.
I used to be a teacher.
It's a hard job, man.
Not really. She was a TA, though. She didn't want to admit that.
Yeah, she's a TA, man.
Yeah.
She ain't that, man.
That's cap, bro.
She ain't that, man.
Sounds better if you say I'm a teacher.
Yeah, she wasn't no teacher, bro.
She ain't that shit, man.
Because when she's at high school, this girl's be capping, bro. She was like, oh, I got a high school diploma. I was like, yo, I know for a fact you need at least a bachelor's degree to be a teacher. And then on top of that, they're going to pretty much bully you into getting your master's.
Yep.
So you could kind of get in as a teacher with your bachelor's degree, but, like, they're going to bully you into getting that master's, and they're going to pay you less until you get your master's.
Yep, facts. Yep.
So it's like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? But, yo, girls be capping because they be thinking we don't know better, but it's like, whenever you press them a little bit, they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Gotcha, bitch.
And the reason why, if y'all notice, girls will lie about their accolades and all this other bullshit is because when they talk with other women don't press them. Like, oh, wait, really? Oh, that's so cool. They're not going to ask, where'd you go to school? What's your highest education level completed? They're like, oh, you're a teacher? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Can you picture that chick actually being a real teacher?
It was funny. They'd be like, I went to Yale. Did you finish? No.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
Like, he'd be capping.
Yeah, yeah,
for
man.
Real.
They'd be really be capping about that bullshit, man. So, whatever. All right, so what else do we got here? Also, guys, check us out on freshfit.locals.com. As you guys know, when we kick girls off the show, you guys can go ahead and find us over there.
And pre-streams, too.
Yep, absolutely. And then get the merch at freshandfitstore.com. T-shirts, hoodies, all the merch you guys have come to learn and love is going to be there. We need some new shirts. We need to bring the Ninja Watcher show back.
We need some swag type like clothing, man.
Nah, man. We need some shirts making fun of YouTube, man. What the fuck?
So they can
That's
wear.
Fine. We can do that.
Yeah, do that shit, man.
Yeah, okay.
Like some cool merch.
Give us your idea, Chris. What should the shirt be making fun of me, and what should the shirt be making fun of Fresh and then Mo?
There should be a shirt that's plain, just black for Fresh, and it should be.
But you know what's funny, Chris? I actually would wear that shirt. I would wear it.
Yeah, man. And
I'll wear
it now. There should be a shirt for Myron that's see through because he's bald. He was bald at least. And,
would it make sense now, though?
I mean, it's coming and going. I mean, three.
You can't really use that anymore, though.
Look,
my hair is back, man.
No. Get a shirt.
My hair is back.
Get a shirt with a bomb on it.
Or just get a white shirt,
you
if you know what I mean.
Oh, man.
Yes.
And then for Mo, we can have, like, an extra large, like, you know.
Oh, no, we need to think about this shirt. Yeah, we need to think about this. We need to think about this. Yeah. I see people in the chat saying think about this. Yeah, we
need
that.
I like that.
And then maybe a length or girth one too.
I don't say that often though.
Or
I say that as a question.
You stopped saying when they made that Reddit.
No.
Think about this.
Understand is because like girls always say, what do you like better, girl? Do you like length or girth? So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go that because like once again they can answer for themselves on camera. But once again, I will just say this. I don't say that often. That's it.
All right.
I don't.
Yeah, not anymore. No. And then what for Mo?
I'm always a big ass shirt that, you know, just size 8XXXXL. I don't know, man. Just when people wear it, it's big as fuck.
And then what about your shirt?
I have a shirt already, man.
what about another one, though?
Nah, man. Fuck that shit, man.
Nigga tired of people wearing Chris's bum shirts.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But come on,
Chris,
man. Two shirts.
Those are some good ideas, man. But Fresh's ball shirt will be dope, too.
Yes,
fresh,
sir.
Fresh's what, balls?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be weird, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
kind of really weird.
Yeah.
I
say
weird,
one that says,
I saw one in the comments there.
I say one that says, Kiva!
Yeah, but you know what? Think about this. It's going to be funny.
Think about it.
And then I need to get one for, I don't know what I would, I don't know. Because I have hair now. So that would be old. A year ago, it would have been funny. So, I don't know, Chris.
I mean, just
think of something.
Myron's Vane, man. Just put it right
Myron's
there.
Vane?
Yeah, just put it right there, you know.
Or I could do one with the hats. One of the hats.
No, nah, man.
One of them. Them boys. Now we'll get banned if I put it.
Hell no.
You'll get
hell
banned.
No.
Put the
hell no.
Them boys.
Don't worry. Chat will figure it out, man.
I'm just thinking.
Yeah. No, it's funny because, I'm not going to see on camera.
What?
It's almost something.
Or when that says, or when that says,
God! Because, you know, the issue you have with people accusing you of stuff, you can pull out, I didn't do it, and they put your face.
Oh.
You know, like, certain things?
Yeah, that's like...
What, the grape?
Yeah. And then
we know that's a lie.
Pregnancy. Yeah, but...
The pregnancy.
Oh,
just so they know,
that
like,
bitch.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Yeah, but that bitch.
I don't know.
The OGs know about that one.
Yeah,
that dumbass chick. Well, Rubble, we can say this shit.
Yeah.
She was saying, he coerced me to sex. And remember, we called her on the show. We're like, can you define what coercion is? And she couldn't even
and
fucking...
And then she mentioned, I didn't want to be there. You were with us eating dinner right after. What are you talking about? Like, you were happy. Oh, yeah,
she's here for like
my...
2 or 3 days, nigga. Like,
bro.
What the fuck, bro? These girls are on some bullshit, but it's fine. You know, I called her, recorded that shit. She didn't even know what coercion meant. She was hanging out. She was really mad about me not hanging out with her.
Yeah, after the fact.
After. That's what
and you
can
get
about.
A Listerine shirt.
I could go do a Listerine one.
Yeah.
That one.
With your
funny.
White teeth.
It says, where's the mouthwash?
Where's the mouthwash? Yeah, you need some mouthwash.
No, where's the mouthwash?
Or that too. I still tell girls that to this day. Bro, that, like, one of the things that pisses me off the most about girls, if I smell alcohol in their breath, I get disgusted. I'll literally tell them, like, nah, you got to go fucking get some Listerine, bro. But anyway, yeah. But the OGs know about that one, man. That fucking girl, bro. I don't know. What's she doing now? Probably being a whore somewhere. All right. Fresh of Eclipse, guys. Go check us out over there.
Canceled.
Yeah.
Canceled.
Yeah. We're not posting videos. Guys, none of the channels we're posting because, obviously, we're not trying to break the rules.
Yeah.
But we'll be back to posting
soon.
In about a week and a half. Also, check out Fresh's, check out our other one called More Fresh Fit Clips.
Canceled,
yeah. Spotify. We got Spotify.
Spotify.
More is uploading there every day.
For now. Do we get canceled, right, Mo?
Yeah.
You have anything you want to say?
No, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. And then we got here.
No,
canceled.
Canceled
again.
Your vlog channel.
Yeah.
We did drop a video recently, right?
I dropped 2 videos, guys, on the Columbia trip. It's supposed to be more. Unfortunately, we're canceled, so I can't post the rest. But wait till we get back up. They're funny as hell. Me and Sneeko beefing. Myron and Sneeko dissing each other. It's hilarious. It was a fun trip. But more importantly, if you are part of the CEO Network, man, we just had yesterday Wes Watson. He gave a fire breakdown. He laid on the law and no bullshit. Talk, go check it out if you're in network. If not, hop in there, add some value, give some value, join now.
And then for me, guys, I'm on YouTube, Spotify, and podcasts. we're pretty much I can't upload anything new, so I might move Fed Reacts over to Rumble too, guys. I got to talk with make some phone calls and shit like that, but yeah, there's shit that I want to show y'all on Fed Reacts that I can't be showing you guys on YouTube sometimes, especially like the violent crime scenes. So you know, we'll be stay tuned. We're probably going to get Fed Reacts over on Rumble as well.
Nice.
And then check me out on Why Women Deserve Less, guys. Kindle, Amazon,
Audible.
If you guys want to listen to me yell at you on Audible, you know, I voiced it over myself. So go check it out over there, man. Why Women Deserve Less.
You should give me a segment, man.
Give you a segment?
Like the intro.
Yeah, we could do, I mean, I'll probably write a part two. So, yeah, man, I'll have you read a part of it.
Yeah,
that would actually be funny.
I didn't finish my book yet, but I'm working on it.
What's it going to be called?
I can't tell you.
Darkness?
Meets light.
Think about this.
Think about this.
Networking. Think about this.
Okay.
All right. Call in Friday.
Yeah. Let's get that number back on the air. So, guys, it's for some of you guys that might not, maybe you're not familiar with it because we're doing this only on Rumble. The number to call on the show, guys, is 515-605-9740. If you want to cut the line, right, and get in on the action, go ahead and send in a Rumble rant, and you will cut the phone line, and we'll go ahead and go to your question first or your comment, And, yeah, other than that, man, let's can we hit the first caller, Chris? Or
let's go.
No, actually, wait, hold on. Before we hit the first caller, yo, give us an update what the hell's going on with you ninjas.
Yes.
Chris
it's
and Mo.
It's Friday check-in time.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead,
Chris
man.
Chris and Mo.
By the way, shout-out to the Merch Gang and shout-out to the, you know, the chat. Shout-out to the girls who are coming on to the show, the team in the back. So I just had to say that.
Fresh, what are you doing?
Fresh, can you stop? other than that, chat, you know me, find me on Twitch. I've been boxing recently, so I'm kind of sore, but I feel great. It's one of those things where I suggest you guys get into any combat exercises, more or less. But other than that, I see what you guys are doing. I see the DMs. Keep sending DMs. I do read the DMs. But when some of you guys send me videos on what to check out, give me a while, guys. I'm dealing with girls' DMs left and right. So just give me a while to respond. But I do respond to all. Well, other than that, man, shout out to the Merch Gang. And I see some of you faggots in the chat talking shit.
Bro, just go
listen
on Spotify, bro.
Oh, fuck it, faggots. So anyway, you guys be tripping.
Just write it down in the demo.
I still have love for you guys, man. So.
All right. And then Mo. What about you, Ninja? Give us an update on your weight loss and what the hell's going on with you.
You guys already know I had said it last Wednesday, but I'm going to say it again. 393, that's 107 pounds. And another thing, I am now 8 pant size now. For those who've been following, I started at 64 pant size. Now I'm down to 48. That is 16 pant sizes down. So, yeah, man, thank you for thank you guys for – I see you guys rooting for me. I see you guys watching me. Shout out to LA Fitness. Y'all know which one. Just know if you guys see me at LA Fitness, don't be afraid to say hello. You know, so I know you guys see me, so don't be afraid to say hello.
I'll
take the picture with you.
Of course I see you.
No comment on Chris. But
and you got new pant size too.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Talk about that.
I be talking about you every time, new pant size. You know, I'm like, oh, this little thing. And then Myron be like, you still fat? But then he does a little smile when I do that. But
yeah, you still are fat as hell, but. We're getting there.
I be seeing the smile you had. Bro, Myron be like, Mo, you look good in the shirt. Ow!
But, I just think it's important to understand we're all improving here. So once again, Mo, good job to you. Bro.
But thank you guys for supporting and watching. While they hate, we create. Buy real estate, lose weight. Don't forget the memo to believe in Big Mo because that is an M.O. I eat spinach and kale to tell these bitches to go to hell.
Cool. So what we're going to do, guys, is we're going to go ahead and hit the phone lines now. Again, 515-605-9740. If you want to cut the line, go ahead and get a rumble rant in. And, yeah, let's go ahead.
All right, let's go with free callers for now. 0127.
All right.
Caller, going once.
Going twice.
Here we go.
Come on, guys. We don't bite.
Okay. Let's go with 9244.
Only on Mondays.
Yo.
Caller, we got you. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, we got you.
What's up, caller?
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't think I was going to get on. Hey, man, I got a suggestion.
Right.
I think it would be cool if you guys did a podcast with nothing but girls y'all kicked off the show.
Oh, yeah. What do you call that? Like the reunion videos? Like on those shows?
The girls that we kicked off?
Reunion.
Yeah, man. Something like that. That'd be cool. But, hey, you know, we appreciate you guys. Hope you guys could come to Texas sometime, man, and do like a meet and greet out here. That'd be cool. And,
we did one, man,
I really appreciate you guys talking about the shit other people won't talk about, man. You guys really out there doing God's work.
We did one in Dallas.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, last year.
Oh, man, I just barely found out who you guys are like about 5 months ago.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
Unfortunately, man, I got myself into some jam. I'm on house arrest.
What?
I've been using this time. I've been working out here at home and then just kind of trying to expand my my mind.
What'd you do?
So this guy was harassing this girl I was with, right? It's always fucking girl drama, man. It's stupid. Anyway, he came to my house like at 3 a.m. He was causing a big scene. He threatened me. He had a gun, and then he made a movement, and it looked like he had a gun, and I shot at him, and I ended up hitting him in the face.
Oh shit!
But he's all right, though. You know, it was with a shotgun, and it was from, like, 20 feet away.
What the fuck?
But, Yeah, but you know, in Texas, we have a stand your ground law. So I think I'm a.
Yeah.
He lied to them. He said he told them a story that I chased him on the highway and shot him, which I didn't. I have video proof. So I think I should be all right, man.
That is crazy, bro.
Yo, well, shout out to Texas, man.
Hey, man, he played stupid games, man.
Yeah, but I'm surprised that they fucking actually chose to indict you, though.
Yeah, man. I think it's because I'm young. That's why they kind of did it. But, you know, I've been kind of researching the law. And at the end of the day, there was a victim. And it looks ugly, man, because I didn't call law enforcement after I shot at the guy, which I should have did. But, you know, I kind of fucked myself. But I think I'll be all right.
You're going to shut up at this point, and you're going to go get a good lawyer. That's what you're going to do because you have a valid potential – from what the facts you're telling me, you have a valid self-defense claim.
Yeah, man.
Get a good lawyer, bro.
You know what? I'll send you the video on Instagram,
like this.
Too, man. And it's pretty funny, man. It's not
That's
funny,
fine,
Bro, you need to get a good lawyer because the thing is that with self-defense cases like this, if you don't have a good lawyer, you're going to go to jail, bro. So you need –
yeah,
I'm surprised
nah,
that they –
Yeah,
no, nigga. Listen to what I said. You need a good lawyer. You need to save all your money up and get a good lawyer because when it comes to self-defense, you can easily find yourself in fucking trouble if you don't have a good attorney. So make sure you get an attorney that specializes in self-defense out there in Texas. I'm sure there's plenty of them because people are getting in shootings all the time because you guys really take your Second Amendment seriously out there. And yeah, man, just make sure you do it. And then be prepared. You might have to testify. Self-defense cases are one of the few cases where your lawyer might actually put you on the stand, and you're going to have to, you know, and your lawyer will go through it with you, but, you know, you'll have to describe what made you feel like you were threatened, why did you shoot, et cetera, why did you use deadly force, you felt like your life was in danger, all this other stuff, and you're going to have to basically explain. Self-defense is one of the rare situations where defendants take the stand a lot of the times.
And call her, more importantly, bro, over a girl, listen, bro, he can have her.
It wasn't really over a girl, you know. He was standing out there talking smack for like 4 minutes straight, man, and then he finally – threatened her with a gun, and then I was like, wow, man, I think at this point I should probably step in and help this woman out, you know, because
if you notice, right, helping the girl out
goes
screwed you up. See, like, I get
yeah.
it, bro, you want to have that moral high ground of, yeah, like, I'm helping a woman out that I'm actually fucking with or something like that, but, like, bro.
But
yeah.
Fresh Meyer, where is she now?
Dude,
I already know, man.
That's my biggest issue. My problems
have usually come from
either alcohol
or from the same dude or somebody else too. And while you're at house arrest, you can't leave.
Dude, and I already know. I know, man. I just,
stupid. And you defended her.
Yeah.
Death, literally.
I didn't appreciate that guy doing that, man. But it's a little more
bro.
To it. He said he was going to fuck me up and her. But, hey, man,
yeah,
I appreciate you guys.
Get a good lawyer, man. Yeah. You can't play with this, bro. I don't care if you need to take out a fucking hard money loan. Get a good lawyer because when it comes to self-defense, bro, this is something you can't play around with, and you can easily get convicted on something that you shouldn't have been convicted of if you use a shitty lawyer with self-defense, bro. Don't play around with this.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm doing right now.
The fact that they even indicted you is a big red flag. Bro, the fact that they even indicted you is a big red flag, so you need to get a good lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. That's definitely going to do that. Hey, I appreciate you guys, man, and I can't wait for the next big IQ conversation and debate you guys have, man.
All right, cool.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
All right,
man.
And stop defending these whores.
All right. Let's go with 9888.
Okay. And I see we got some rumble rants in here, so –
yeah, we do.
Yeah, guys. So like I said before, call into the show. It's 515-605-9740. We're going to prioritize rumble rants that come in. Put in the last 4 digits of your phone number, and then we'll know that it's you, and you skip the queue.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead.
Caller?
Someone said don't drop the soap. What the fuck?
All right. Let's go at 1930. Guys, be ready. Can you hear me?
Got you.
Yes, we can.
Go ahead. Hit us with the question right away.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bro.
Okay. I just been in my own brand, too. But so I was just curious about y'all. How would one go about monetizing a knowledge base that they already have? I know you made a course earlier, if I'm not mistaken, on was it fitness. I know a lot about 3D printing and engineering and making car mods, and I was curious about how I could use that to make a course of my own and, you know, sell that to people that would be interested in that type of subject, you know, what tools I should use, and how I could get that put in front of people that would be interested in that type of subject.
Well, First thing, bro, is you need an audience. And for the most part, people have a lot of value to give, but have no audience to give it to. And as a result, they kind of waste time trying to figure out, okay, you know, I have a product here. How to get an audience? The main thing you should focus on is how to market it to that audience. Where are they? Where are they going to be? Are they on social media? Is it in person? Is it at companies? Figure your target audience first. Then, once that's figured out, perfect. Then you have a map to guide you towards getting to the audience. With this new knowledge now, finding the audience, how do you get it to them is the main thing. So, for example, us, we do podcasts Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So we can push, if we wanted to, product consistently to our audience. For you, you need a vehicle to get that done. It can be, for example, doing collabs, like what we do sometimes with other guests, affiliate marketing, or for yourself, you can do paid advertisements. For example, Instagram, there's Facebook, there's many things you can do to, you know, put ads on for your product or your service or your course. But the main thing is finding the audience first. Then, once you find the audience, what's the vehicle to get you to the audience to get the best, I want to say, ROI on that investment?
The easiest hack is just pay for promo.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the easiest hack and the fastest one. So if you have some capital that you could deploy, paying for promo is the best way to do it to get people aware. I mean, if you look at like all these people that like, you know, these digital entrepreneurs that are selling courses, et cetera, guys, a lot of their money goes into like selling ads on Facebook. Like they basically do ads on Facebook, Instagram, et cetera. And it costs a lot of money to run ads. So, yeah. But that's how they get the shit out there.
But the good thing is if you're in the car space, bro, with cars, there's car groups on Facebook, a lot of them. Just join those, add some value here and there. Hey guys, I also offer this as a, you know, one of my, I want to say specialties. You offer the course. Hey man, if you're into cars, you want to mod your cars, follow this guide, this free guide. And it's, if you want more info, here's my course.
Cool. Awesome. All right. Does that answer your question, bro?
Yeah. And I have one more completely unrelated. I'm just curious about the difference between a cold approach and DMing a girl on Instagram, because it feels different, if that makes sense. I don't have any issues with cold approach, but
it is different.
I sit there in that MDM thing and I'm like, eh.
Yeah, it's completely different, man. I mean, we did you watch the episode that we did with Troy yesterday?
Very good one, by the way.
Or 2 days ago?
I don't think I caught that one, no.
Yeah, go back and watch that one and to summarize it.
What is cold approach?
To summarize it, bro. Cold approach is when you meet up, you go ahead and approach a woman that you don't know, that you've never met before in person, and introduce yourself and basically run your game, right? Versus a DM is like you're sending her a direct message on Instagram.
So with Instagram, right, this is very important. When you send a girl a DM, she doesn't care what you have to say. It's more of who you are. So the page itself will determine its response to you or she won't. So you have to do the work up front for the page. Then when you send a DM, I can say, yo, come to Miami. I can say, hi, LOL. It doesn't really matter. Once I'm that person, they're going to respond. That's the key with Instagram DMing.
Yeah. Looking fresh.
Huh?
I said, look at you, man.
Hey, man, I'm a master, bro.
Yeah, you are. You are.
All right. Does that answer your question, bro?
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Oh,
No problem, man. Take it easy. All right. Who's up next?
All right. Let's go to paid caller. 1 second.
Yeah, guys, 515-605-9740. If you Rumble ran in, you can go ahead and cut the line.
Yeah.
Do it.
9358.
Yep. And what we're going to do is the more you pay, the faster you go up the line.
Yeah.
So we got you. If you send in, I see a couple of like $50, $10, $20 Rumble rants. If you pay more, we'll get you in faster. All right, let's go ahead.
Hey, guys. I want to just say thank you guys for taking my call and everything that you do. I recently found you guys in the past few months, and it's funny the things that you know when you're younger that are instinct, and you fall off of society or into society's ways, and you realize you lost your way till it's too late. I got a kind of what would you do if you were in my shoes situation? If you guys could answer one of those for me. All right. So 7 years, I'm Egyptian American. I got wrapped up with a Peruvian woman, and hopping back and forth in and out the country. Trying to make the relationship work. I ignored some red flags. You know, I was maybe 28 or 29 when I met her. I'm 35 now, and I was making great money, you know, hardwood flooring refinisher, Trump days, you know, everything was booming. And just flying back and forth, and, now we have a three-year-old. I took care of him from the age of 2 to just a few months ago. Because she had so many health issues, but in terms of all the health issues, it's just, one time I was put in jail because of, I would say, a similar situation to what was going on with the Russian chick in the last,
wow.
Last, with Fredo, you know, something like that, you know,
Fredo.
And then, Yeah, in a Peruvian jail, mind you, you know, and, like, the cops extorted us and took, you know, went in my safe and, you know, there was guns involved and all this stuff, completely legal. But, you know, the queen destroyed the castle. But because my son was so young and, you know, the police literally took the kid out of my arms. And, you know, I made things work with her throughout the court stuff because, obviously, you know, being from an old school conservative culture, we got this thing instilled in us where we got to, like, keep the family together and stay married and all this shit. But I'm like, fuck, I've been doing everything I possibly can.
All right, are you in the United States right now, bro? Or are you in Peru?
Huh?
Are you in the United States?
I'm in Rochester, New York right now. She's down there, but, you know, I went down there last time to try to get the family together in Peru after, like, 9 months of me raising my son by myself in America, thinking that she changed, but from, like, day two, I found that she was, like, on some other shit. And I actually got injured and was in a wheelchair down there for a couple weeks.
I think we've heard enough. So we're just going to give it to you straight. She's useless. You need to find another woman. And what I would fight for is to get custody of the child and have him in the United States. Fuck the mom. She obviously put you in jail. Doesn't give a fuck. And at this point, anything that you try to do with her is probably going to be an L. Once you break a piece of glass, it'll never hold water the same after that. It's always going to leak. It's over with her. So, and more than likely,
my son, like, sometimes she lets me talk to him, sometimes not. What do I do about that? Just, like, become numb to it?
That's what I'm trying to say. You need to fight to get custody of your son full time, bro. Like, you need to fight to get custody of him full time. And what you're going to do is you're going to argue that you make more money. You're in a more stable country. You have a better environment here. I would get your mom and your father involved in the situation so they can help you raise a child. I know that you were with them for 9 months and that was very difficult. But at the end of the day, fuck that bitch. You need to fight for primary custody of your son. And you're going to argue in the courts that you have a better environment for him to grow up in the United States versus Peru. And hell, you can use the fact that you were wrongfully arrested, you were extorted. You can use all these different parameters to argue the fact that the son is going to have a better life in the United States. Because here's the thing with the family courts 9 out of 10 times, and we learned this from having our the lawyers on, the family lawyers.
Yeah, Jenna.
The court is almost always going to go ahead and side with what's better for the kid. And if you can argue that him being in the United States is better than being in Peru for obvious reasons, right? Both economically safe from an economic standpoint, a safety standpoint, maybe the mother being crazy. You said that she has health issues. All these things can actually work in your favor that you would be a better guardian. So that's what I would do. I would get with a family lawyer, explain to them all the facts that you kind of described to us. Obviously, you can go in more detail because they're going to be handling your case. And I would fight to get primary custody of the child and then get your extended family involved in raising the child. And that's pretty much it, man, because this woman is useless.
Bro, you busted in 304. Yeah, you got caught up. Understandable, happens. But she didn't want to be saved, bro. Just save your son, pretty much.
Yeah, that's a wrap, bro.
Yeah.
All right.
And then, like, just one small minor question. I'm currently in process of relocating to Dubai and setting that up as my home base. Do you, with your, legal experience, I know that it was in a different realm, but do you think that fighting for my son through, like, stating that I'm, like, Dubai resident versus United States resident will be better at this point just on how they defend men more there, or that's a whole nother ball of wax to talk to a lawyer?
That's a good question. You'd have to talk to a lawyer out there in the UAE, but, you know, to become a UAE resident isn't as easy as two. You're going to have to go and fill out paperwork and, you know, and everything else like that to become a resident.
Yeah, and
you got to get a blood test. They have a whole bunch of rules to become a resident.
Yep. Yes, sir.
So
appreciate you guys. Thank you.
I would say this, bro. Get him in the United States first before you even think about. Don't waste time. Like get your son first, and then you could go ahead and handle, going to Dubai
and all the other stuff.
Yeah, that's a whole other
process.
And
you might get turned back.
You might get turned back. You might not have time, etc. So, yeah, bro. If you're an American citizen,
I should file for the divorce first? Because I was advised by an international lawyer not to file and to let her file. Because I'm not going to continue her visa immigration process to come here. You know, obviously, because she'll ruin my life.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Now you know why she fucked with you in the first place, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Also, here's the other thing, too. Yo, you need to do a DNA test, nigga.
Bro, were you a passport?
Are you sure that kid is yours?
Yo, are you a passport, bro?
Yeah, he's got the same nose. I've seen it. I've seen it in the womb. He's got the same Egyptian hump, you know.
I
didn't do a DNA test, to be honest.
Hold on. Here's the other thing, too, bro. Because now that I know that this girl's a 304, yo, you also need to go ahead and get a DNA test first. Like, before you do anything, get a DNA test. Once you get that DNA test, then you can go ahead and consult with a family lawyer in your jurisdiction to figure out what the best route is. Like, we're not lawyers, so we can't give you the best advice. And
yeah,
every state, every territory varies wildly. And then you have a unique situation where you have a foreign national that has your son who's an American citizen in a poor country. So you're going to need to, number one, establish paternity. If you are the father, in fact, and you have that, you know, you have that piece of paper, that's also going to help you as well. So get the DNA test so that, number one, you don't start this whole fucking circus show for no reason. And number two, it'll give you more ground and more stake in the situation to get the kid in the first place. So prove that paternity first, right? So swab him, whatever you got to do, you know, on the side. Get the DNA test. Confirm he's your kid. Once you do that, take that, go to an attorney in your jurisdiction, figure out what your options are, and fight to get your son back.
Yeah.
All right?
All right, brother.
Absolutely. Oh, yep, thank you, guys.
All right, man.
You got it, bro.
Talk to a legal professional and establish paternity first before you do anything. Establish the kid as yours. I don't care if he looks like you, bro. You need to establish and make sure 1,000% it's your kid.
I remember, bro.
Before you do anything.
You can't save her, just save your son.
Yeah, that's step one, bro.
Yeah.
Step one. Make sure the kid is yours. All right, man. Let's go on to the next one. And, yeah, we'll go ahead and kill the Twitch stream. Guys, everybody come on over to Rumble, guys, rumble.com/FreshPit. We're going to kill the Facebook, Twitter, and every other stream.
Let's Rumble.
Yep. Come on over to Rumble Ninjas. You know what time it is.
Yeah, well, that...
Let's get ready to Rumble!
All right, we have...
Hey,
everyone
wants to be a possible bro until things like that happen.
6283.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Hit us with your question, bro. Right.
First off, I want to give thanks to Myron Fresh, Chris, and Mo for making all this possible. You guys are for real changing lives out here. And I just have a quick question of when I make when I start making a lot of money, should I put it in a 401k or should I invest in real estate?
Real estate, 100%. Fuck 401ks.
Hey, man, the brokies tell you 401k,
I wanna know why.
Tell you real estate, bro.
Real estate all the way, bro. That's not even a question.
Yeah. Your retirement
fund?
What's
the reason behind it?
Well, for one, one you control, the other you don't. 401k, you're hoping and you're assuming the markets do well and it's being managed by somebody else. Real estate manager for yourself, and if you're smart about it, if you're a mentor in the space, like a realtor, you can win very early on.
Well, I mean, look, man, success leaves clues. If 95% plus of millionaires are made through real estate, what does that tell you? Real estate is the actual path to wealth. Now, 401ks are for normies in general. Am I telling you, like, you know, don't have a 401k? No. But if you had to pick between the two, I would absolutely prioritize a real estate portfolio over a 401k. Why? Well, because property appreciates, you get nice tax write-offs for it, you're able to collect rent while you simultaneously hold the property. Bro, there's no question that real estate is absolutely going to give you better returns than a 401k. And I know all the idiots out there, oh, but compound interest, great. But, you know, compound interest is great, but at the end of the day, you're going to get maybe what, 5 to 10% at best returns on a 401k? Bro, you're going to get 20%+ on real estate, if you do a good deal, appreciation is good, and you're getting cash flow at the same time. And then that's not even adding in the tax benefits that you get. So, bro, it's not even a question that – and I know you could get tax benefits with a 401k as well, right? You could contribute more and bring your tax liability down. But real estate by far is the better investment from a whole perspective. But I say do both. Do both. But don't but if you have to pick one to put more money into, absolutely real estate, bro, because that's going to pay you money. You can't touch your 401k until you become older, and if you do, you're going to get penalized.
So if you said do both, what percentage would you recommend I put in the real estate and then 401k, like 80-20?
Well, it depends on how much money you have, bro. That's 100% contingent upon how much money you have or your age, your socioeconomic status, where you live. Like that's a whole other – You live caller?
Hey.
Bro, you know what's crazy, bro?
You there, bro? Like, you heard that? What I said?
Yeah, I did.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Caller, no offense to you. I used to wonder, why are girls trying to go to school and get a career? Then it hit me. Dude, imagine dealing with dudes like this. No, not in particular, but in general. There's no future, bro. Dude, think about it. This is common sense, man.
Okay, whatever.
So was it L weed?
Bro, this nigga probably high, bro.
Are you high, caller?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bro.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. I heard what y'all said, but I understood.
Why the delayed responses, bro? You're right.
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Hopefully it's his connection. Hopefully it's his connection.
No, it's not, man.
Yeah, because he's hearing what we're saying, bro.
It's just,
I'm sorry, man.
To his brain,
sorry,
man.
Are you all right, bro?
Can you guys hear me? Yeah. I don't know if you guys can hear me. I'm in the base right now. Yeah, the connection's a little off, but I heard the advice, and I appreciate you guys, so thank you.
Bro, don't lie, bro. Are you high right now?
No, I stopped smoking like a year ago.
All right, good. All right, good.
Right, I'm sober, right. Bro, but I appreciate y'all.
All right, man. Yeah, don't do
you
no
got
drugs,
it, bro.
If you, like I said before, invest in real estate, invest in a 401k as well, but understand that the real estate is going to take you a lot further than a 401k. The reason why people love 401k so much is because the barrier to entry is a lot less. You don't need as much capital to get into a 401k. However, real estate is going to give you far better returns over time, create more wealth, give you passive income with cash flow, and it's going to appreciate over time and give you enormous tax benefits that will absolutely destroy a 401k. So it's not even a question, bro. Always prioritize real estate, but also 401k as a safety net.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
No worries, my friend. Take it easy.
All right. Sorry about the crowd in the basement.
Hey, man. I'm just saying, bro. Listen, bro. This is the problem, bro. All y'all niggas in here, don't step up, bro. And as a result, you're like, why doesn't she want me? Bro, you can't even decide what you want to invest your money into. And as well, play high as fuck all day. Just saying, bro.
All right, so you want chats or
you
want...
Weed. Yeah, we can hit some of the chats.
Good for him.
Again, guys, call into the show, 505-605-9740. Okay, what do we got here? He don't love you five, goes Myron. When are we getting a hair transplant update? I don't know if I should go to Turkey or do it in the States. You know what, guys? I might go ahead and set up a podcast for y'all with my surgeon that I used. Just to give you guys kind of like your options when you do a hair transplant. So I might do that for y'all because you guys have been asking me a lot about my hair transplant, how I did it, et cetera, going to Turkey, all that other stuff. Turkey definitely is good as well. I know a lot of people go to Turkey. Me personally, I stayed here in Florida because I didn't want to travel. And to be honest with you, it wasn't that much money saved when you actually do all the numbers and math.
Hotel, travel, food, all that other stuff.
So it was pretty much damn near the same price. So I was like, if I'm going to pay that much money, I might as well just stay here locally and just be able to drive back home.
Looks pretty good, though.
Appreciate that. Pause. Manjotism, Myron, Walter, and Fresh, what are a few things that you guys have learned from each other since y'all first met?
That's
a good question.
Okay,
we can start with
Chris.
I can start. You want me to kick it off first?
All right, I'll go first. All right. With Fresh, just don't take things too seriously, man. Shout out to Fresh and his networking skills. With Myron, it's about discipline, man. You know, just be disciplined, and that's about it.
What did you learn from Mo, man?
Oh, Mo, just attitude is always important. So Mo has a good attitude, so that helps in the long term. So,
aw, Chris.
Pause, nigga.
Ow! Damn, Mo, you gay, nigga.
Fuck, bro. Bati by the dick, bro.
Sick, man.
Boom, oh, God. Okay.
Mo?
Both Myron and Fresh taught me how to talk the talk, walk the walk, and, like, you know, they say what you see on camera, what they say is they actually, like, walk it outside the studio, you know, and Fresh taught me, like, yo, there's a lot of things that a lot of people won't see, and Fresh sees it, and Myron is like how to really understand your own value. As for Chris, actually, Chris, no. This is actually a really good one. I completely understand why he says he used to be a teacher. Dealing with girls is exactly like dealing with children. The only difference is I've seen children more well-behaved.
Damn.
I mean, like,
with the facts. Okay, I'll go next. So, Mo. Mo is a gentle giant, man. He's definitely a nice guy all around. And he is very perceptive of certain things in the background. So I do see that pattern where he can see, you know, things that most people can't see. So shout out to Mo. And then Chris. Chris is the type of guy that, like, you meet him, and he's just cool all around as well. But the thing with Chris is he used to be a teacher, so he's going to teach you certain things in life that you don't really normally know. And Chris is a very good networker too, because he actually, these things you see here in the background, a lot of this table artwork that you see is from his network of people, so shout out to Chris for that. And then Myron, I learned so much, but the main thing I learned from him is to be a minimalist. And, of course, you guys know I have a lavish lifestyle. I love it. But when you get down to it and you get to certain levels, like, you know what? at this point, I kind of don't need that much to, like, have fun and survive. And at a certain level, you really don't need much. So I think me learning from him about being a minimalist helped me a lot as well. So,
Fresh, learn from him. Be more personable to people you don't like. Okay, because I'm one of those people that, like, if I don't like you, it shows very, very easily. So I'm getting better at that, trying to be a chameleon. Mo, having a good positive attitude at all times. And Chris, be patient with annoying ass girls.
Oh, there you go.
Bam.
Simple.
Yep. What do we got here? American Pharaoh 87. Real G's, keep doing what you're doing. Calling in for some advice. Thanks for all your info. Cool. Let's get him to the top of the line. Do we have his number?
We don't have his.
Oh, that's the guy. Okay. Fish the dish. Yeah, Ali Need I used to be a teacher shirt for the bum lord himself. Okay. Myron, you still owe me an Overwatch play. Oh, shit. Yeah,
would you
right.
ever play games now?
I don't know about now.
Just for the fun of it?
Nah, man. I gave up video games when I moved to Miami.
You know what's funny, though? In Colombia, I've played in, like, months, Smash Brothers, but, like, it's just, like, the moment there was just, like, funny. Because friends, it was with friends. I beat their asses. It was fun, man.
Pause. It's always fun when you're winning.
Yeah.
Yet shirt is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Me and my bro pooling our money. I made 90K working 18 hours. And gas station. Oh, IT. He makes 60K. We live at home. We'll hit 200K saved. What should we invest in if real estate? Where? Because Canada sucks. Yeah, dude. I don't know about buying real estate in Canada, bro. Your guys' economy is trash.
I would put money to getting out of Canada.
Yeah, I put money.
Yeah, I'd get money. Yeah.
Or yourself. Because, yeah. Or try to invest in the United States if you can. I know being a foreign investor is a little bit harder. You got to, you know, jump through some hoops. But,
Yeah,
I mean, you could invest in Canada, too. I mean, there's nothing wrong with investing in Canada. Just make sure you buy in a market where you're actually going to be able to make some cash flow. Buying in, like, Toronto is terrible.
Yeah, and then just from my experience, man, I would say get a skill or business first before you get real estate, because for the most part, you get real estate and you become house poor, then what's the point?
Yeah, yeah. You still want to be making money.
Yeah.
Like, so that you can, like,
things come up,
have reserves,
expenses, issues.
Yeah. You guys are really teaching me and many out there how to be alphas. We should not follow these hoes. And for that, I thank y'all. Keep doing what y'all doing. All right. Fair enough, man. Yeah. I'm impressed. Fresh went to Colombia without any passport issues. Always something with his passport when he's traveling.
Okay.
You got a new one as well.
I got a new one.
Yeah.
Brand new. Shuttle Smiley.
Dion Renaissance. Okay. Got 3 credit cards in the last 6 months and would like to get a travel card, but I don't want to get too many too quickly. Should that be a concern of mine? Bro, if you got 3 credit cards in the past 6 months, why don't you pick up a travel credit card then?
Like I said, this is a time for me to get cards.
Yeah,
randomly.
Yeah, bro. You want a travel credit card, you want a cashback credit card, and then you want, like, a credit card that's going to give you some type of utility with some type of service.
I don't know about y'all, but I don't want too many cards. I want what I need.
Yeah.
Like you said, travel, cashback.
Yeah, you want to travel, you want a cashback, then you want a card that you're going to help. So, for example, let's say you spend a lot of money on Amazon, an Amazon credit card would make sense for you.
Yeah.
Then you want a cashback credit card, which we did a whole episode, by the way, for y'all on credit cards that make you money. Go back and watch that one, right? And then, hold on. Who's giving y'all this kind of value, bro?
For free.
And we're answering you guys' phone calls. Bro, I want another creator to open up the phone lines and answer your guys' questions real time.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it because a lot of them are fake. They don't. And here's the thing. If we don't know, we will get you guys someone that does know or tell you to watch someone that does know. We don't know everything. You know, we really don't. But I think an important thing is being able to identify if you don't know something and point them in the right direction. But anyway, yeah, travel credit card, cashback credit card, a utility card that will benefit you based on what you spend. So, for example, you like Amazon? Cool. You got an Amazon credit card. You got a cashback credit card that gets you at least bare minimum 1.5 to 2% cashback on all purchases, right? That way you can use it for everything. That's the card you're probably going to use the most. Or if you like to travel, get a good travel credit card. Some that you can get, Amex Platinum, Venture Capital One is a good travel credit card. The Freedom Flex can also help you with traveling.
Chase.
But yeah, those are some good travel credit cards that I could think of off the top of my head. Chase what? Sapphire?
Chase Sapphire
is another one.
It's not
one.
As good as it used to be, but it's still pretty good.
Stay tuned. We're going to do an episode for y'all on travel credit cards explicitly. So
yeah.
That's the next one on our credit card list. We covered one on credit cards that
beginners.
Make you money. Next, we're going to cover travel credit cards. Wait, yeah, we did beginner credit cards.
Yeah.
Then we did money credit cards. Next, we're going to do travel credit cards. Then finally, we're going to do business credit cards. We're going to give you guys a 4-part series, and we'll probably do that for you guys every year where we give you guys the top credit cards of that year for those 4 categories. Okay.
And they always change, so.
Yeah. And if you have a business, obviously, you can get that 4th credit card. CO Network, boss, Big Bossing, let's go. Thank you, Various Slayers. I appreciate that greatly, man. Live in Reality goes, minimum amount of money saved to move out of a parent's house. Why move out? Keep saving money. Keep saving money.
Bro, that's a blessing,
well,
man.
He's saving right now. He's only sent us a dollar. Thank you, bro.
That's a blessing, though, to
yeah.
be able to live with your parents and
yeah.
save money, bro.
Save money, bro.
I wish I could do that, bro.
Don't let these people fucking, like, shame you, like, living for your with your parents or whatever, man. I mean, it depends. Once you reach a certain age, yeah, you probably do got to get the hell out,
yeah.
but I don't know your age. But use that opportunity to save money. Sha 32 goes, just want to say thank you guys for everything. Took the step to join the war room 7 months ago, and it is the best decision I've ever made. God bless. Good up.
Nice.
Shout out to you, my friend.
Shout out to you.
Bender the Offender, we need a shirt that says Myron in the Uncle Sam pose that says, I want you to stop being a bitch. Okay. Oh, I get what you're saying. Like, I want you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The finger.
W. Myron, W. Fresh, this is from a Flying Raptor. He goes, I'm glad I found y'all a year ago. Ever since I've been watching you guys and Sneeko, really been stacking up and building my credit. Excuse me. With these two jobs and hustles, I appreciate y'all. Hey, man, we appreciate you, my friend. That's what we're here to do, help you guys become better men, give you guys real information.
Real value.
And I wish more people tuned into these shows versus the horse, because here's where y'all get the real value, bro.
Yeah,
but, whatever.
But again,
people,
I will say this, man. I can understand why most people are considered not that set in America, because they put in priorities the most retarded things, like, for example, Kim Kardashian. You know, who's in the news? They put, for example, oh, let me go have a fun time this weekend and not save money or invest in myself in the future. And then as a result, even when it comes to dating, I can understand why girls don't date most men. Sorry, it is what it is, bro. Like, niggas are not.
Yeah, they don't
real
have
men.
Their shit together.
They're not.
I mean, I'll be honest with y'all. You guys want to know a hack that a lot of you guys are involved in that's stupid? Get your fucking TV out of your bedroom.
Boom.
That's like, yo, like, you shouldn't have a TV in your fucking bedroom if you're not making a good amount of money. If you're not making six figures a year, you should not have a TV in your bedroom. You don't deserve that shit.
Bro, I sold my Nintendo Switch before I even met you. This is focused on, like, business.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, like, those distractions will mess you up.
If you're, bro, honestly, for all y'all watching, here's some parameters that will fucking help you. Number one, unless you're making six figures per year, you should not be having a TV in your bedroom. You shouldn't be playing video games. You shouldn't be watching sports. You shouldn't be watching anything that's fictional.
Yeah.
Right? You shouldn't be watching no Netflix, none of that bullshit. If you're going to watch anything, it needs to be nonfiction, okay? No TV in your fucking bedroom.
Business.
And you should be working all the fucking time if you're not making six figures per year.
Yeah.
Like, bro, a lot of you guys are in fucking do-or-die situations. You don't even know that you're in do-or-die situations. Fucking watching TV, watching HBO. You motherfuckers will sit there and marathon watch a Netflix series when you got no fucking money in the bank. That is unacceptable. Playing fucking video games, watching sports. Y'all niggas could tell me everything that went down on ESPN, but you guys don't know what a fucking what a cash on cash return is on real
401k,
estate.
401k, real estate.
Like, what the fuck is going on here, bro?
You know what's even worse? Having a girlfriend that kind of, like, enables you to do dumb shit. And then it's like, yo, hold on a second here. I have a girlfriend. I'm successful. No, you're not, bro. You're still broke. It's like, that's
yeah,
not success. Because what's going to happen is she's going to leave you regardless.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Like, a lot of you guys, like, your priorities are fucked up, man. You shouldn't be playing video games, having a TV in your room. None of that bullshit. You shouldn't even be going to the fucking movie theater unless you have your shit together.
This guy that we know gave up an acting career to stay here with his girl.
Stupid.
And not go to LA. And it's like, bro, you. And then here's the sad part. Had a kid with her. We're happy for the first year and a half. Then she started going out, partying, cheated on him, left his ass.
Boom, bucka!
Now, what if you have? Works at Walmart, with a kid, child support. Could have had a career, could have been successful, had a good network, but oh, I have a girlfriend, bro. She's loyal to me. I'll stay with her. No, she's not, bro. Yeah.
Anyway, let's keep going here. This shit is wild, bro.
Yeah.
I genuinely think sports is a big waste of time. A lot of you guys love watching sports, fantasy leagues, all this bullshit. Fuck that, man.
Bro,
if you're not making six figures per year, you have not earned the privilege, and I'm going to say it's a privilege because it's not a fucking right. You have not earned the privilege to watch other men achieve their dreams when you can't even fucking reach yours.
Bro, I've been in America for 7 years. I went to my first basketball game last year.
Yeah, bro.
And when I went, I was still networking too.
It's amazing to me how dudes will sit there and be able to name stats and athletes and players and numbers and all this other bullshit, but they don't even understand fucking money.
Go Lakers.
Yeah.
Go broke.
Yeah. The fuck, man.
All right.
Y'all niggas know someone's like fucking assist per game, but you guys have no way to assist yourself and make goddamn money. It's fucking wild.
Yeah, niggas arguing who's better, LeBron or Michael Jordan.
Yeah, bro. What the
nigga,
fuck?
You need to be better, bro. For yourself and your family.
God damn.
Like,
all right. Who's up next?
All right. Let's go with callers. 5-4 and 5-8. Ron Eric.
Yo, what's going on?
Ron Eric.
Y'all, man?
FNF Dallas.
Yeah.
Yes, CEO sir. Network. Yes, sir, man. Hey, man. CEO Network, FNF Dallas, man. Y'all know the vibes, bro. Like, you, man, as long as it's been, bro, like, I still, like, really look at, like, how, where you guys have come from and just seeing the growth. It's astronomical, man. And I appreciate you guys for everything that y'all have done. I don't take anything for granted, you know, all the parties, all the talks. And so I really appreciate it. But I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know there's some other new callers that want to come in. You know, I know we've been kind of going back and forth with the money clips. For the guys that don't know, I am the person that was blessed to they allow me. And I went through the proper protocol, guys. You know, I did what they said do, you know, in all these videos that they're talking about, networking and just showing my value and what I can do. So for the people that's like, you know, following the page, I really appreciate y'all, you know, for tapping in with it. All I'm trying to do is help y'all make money and get y'all to, you know, up the Money Mondays, man. I get that the after hours is cool, but let's get more people into Money Mondays, man, so y'all can make more money. And what they're saying, man, is definitely true. Like, y'all got to really understand, like, for real, it's on point. So
what Rod Eric did is he took the best parts of Money Mondays, made clips about them on Instagram and YouTube, and made them for you guys to watch in a bite-sized format. So pretty much, like, he did the work for you. Best parts of the show, Fresh Fit Money Clips. Go check it out, man. Instagram,
yeah, man,
and YouTube as well.
Yeah, we'll grow it. You know, of course, you know, I'll scale it. We'll talk about that. But I definitely wanted to prove to you guys that, you know, just starting with Instagram and then going to the next level, that'll definitely show, you know, that I have the true value. And then, you know, I'll put it out there, man. I sent some merch ideas. You know, I know y'all just mentioned something about a possible merch. So we'll let the people decide, man. If y'all want a Money Mondays, Money Clips merch, man, y'all tap in, man. Put it in the chat. If it's something y'all want to rock, you know, let me know, and then I can let them know, and then we'll let the market decide. You know, the market determines the value. It's not me, right? So if it's something that y'all want, put it out there, you know, and then we'll, you know, and let them, you know, decide, make the final decision, and then we'll go from there. They don't have to pay for anything. I got a whole site ready to go, and if it's something that they approve and y'all want it, I'll make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm here to do. You know, for example, be the example. So, man, thank y'all for everything, and I can't wait to see the next million party, and yeah.
So we made a new setup here, Rod Eric. So we said on the show, 500K Rumble, we'll do the actual party too as well, or 1 mil for the clip channel, another party.
Yeah, let's get to 500K, man.
Yeah, bro.
Do us a favor. Some of you guys are watching right now. We got over 10,000 of y'all watching right now on Rumble. Please do us a favor and like the number one, like the video, and then number two, follow us so that we can hit 500K.
All right, brother.
And I'll definitely be there. But, yeah, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Love y'all, man. Y'all know I'm here for y'all. And anytime y'all need to come to Dallas, for the guys that's in Texas, man, tap in with me, man. I'm verified on IG. You know, let's build this network, man. Let's take this shit to the moon. Let's get it.
Let's go.
All right, man. Shout out to you, Rod. Who's up next?
Let's go with 9807. Point Buck.
Hello?
Yo, what's up?
Yep.
Hey, how's it going, man? I just want to give y'all respect. You know, I've been going through a lot, and I'm kind of like similar to the guy that's from that day he was going to move to Dubai. I'm 30 years old. No, I have they said my wife, she lives here in Texas with me. I have, like, two kids with her. And, you know, she did some bullshit. And she pretty much, you know, slept with some guys behind my back when I was working. And I was just wondering, am I like, do I have to, like, pay for her her house or, like, since we're still married? If, you know, by any chance. Y'all know, or would I go to jail for that?
You need to go talk to a family lawyer in your jurisdiction and figure out a way to get out of the situation where you're going to mitigate as much damage as possible. Because since you've been married to her for a period of time, you might be entitled to some alimony. She might be entitled to some of your assets. So you need to talk with a family attorney and figure out a way. And, you know, come and obviously do this meeting secretly. Don't bring her dumb ass there. Do this meeting. Figure out what your options are. Figure out what you could do, what you can't do, and how much damage this is going to get, this is going to cost you. And then obviously, you know, you want to be the first one to file or do anything so that you get the leverage.
Caller.
But you need to talk to a family lawyer first, absolutely.
Caller, question for you.
Because I really I had my sister come over to my house to watch my daughter swat. She does, you know, all the fuck shit she does, but.
Hold on.
I'm saying,
caller.
Like.
Caller.
Yeah.
Why did she cheat on you?
Yeah. I really don't know, man. I made money. I got her from a different country. I got her from England. Brought her over here. I make a pretty good amount. I make 38.
So what I'm hearing is money was the savior for you, but I guess it didn't work out.
Yeah, like I'm gonna.
And
be honest,
did you watch
man,
the show, caller? Caller, do you watch the show at all?
Yeah, I started watching your show. You know, once we were like in the like rocks, when I found out that she was cheating on me. So that's why I'm giving y'all a lot of respect because, you know, I realize all the bullshit that, you know, she put me through, you know, the shit that I should not even put up with.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I'm calling today because I'm like, damn. I wish I found y'all sooner because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least now you know what, you know, these pitfalls were. I would just tell you right now, brother, watching the show, you probably know this already, but once again, money, success, you know, good looks, gym, mindset, frame. All these things take a part in a girl staying with you and actually being in love with you long term. And it seems to me like you put money as a priority.
And it's still not a guarantee with all that.
I was about to say, and even then, bro, it's no guarantee. So marrying somebody, bro?
Yeah, man. Marriage is really just not an option in the West, bro.
Yeah.
It really isn't. But yeah, dude, you need to go talk.
Money,
you need to go talk to a family attorney.
Okay.
Like
you think
I mean,
I should fight
like,
full custody?
What?
Think I should fight full custody, like.
Absolutely fight for full custody.
Like,
bro, absolutely
like,
fight for full custody. Because when you fight for full custody, you don't have to pay her child support.
Mm.
Absolutely fight for full custody.
If you can.
It gives you the leverage, bro.
DNA test.
And do a DNA test, too, now that you know that she's been a whore. So, bro, very simple. This is what you're going to do. You're going to hang up the phone with us, okay? And I want you to go ahead and type in family attorneys in your area, okay? And here's another trick, too. You're going to look at all the family attorneys in your area, and you're going to go ahead and do a consultation with all of them, okay, especially the good ones. Why? Because now she can't hire any of those lawyers because now it's a conflict of interest. So what you're effectively going to do is if you know that you have one good family attorney but there's another good one, you're going to go do a consultation with them as well so they can't take her on because there's a conflict of interest. So that way you effectively hurt her ability to fight you in court and litigate the situation. She's going to have to go with a lawyer that's worse. And you have the thing on you have an advantage because you're going to the lawyer first. You're strategizing this out, and you're figuring out how you're going to move from a legal perspective, and you'll be able to serve her, and that puts you in the winner's position because you're coming in from a tactical standpoint. This is how a lot of women destroy men because they're out here talking to family attorneys like a month after y'all niggas tied the knot. So you need to go talk to a family attorney, and then on top of that, once you figure out who your attorney is, you're going to ask that attorney, hey, who are some good lawyers in the area? You're going to go do a consultation with all those motherfuckers, and you're going to make sure that she can't hire them, okay? Then you're going to strategize how you're going to get the kid. You're going to strategize how you don't have to pay alimony. You're going to strategize everything, and you're going to leave that bitch with absolutely fucking nothing, okay?
Perfect.
That's what you're going to do. You're going to get off the phone with us. You're going to start researching this shit. Cool?
Hello?
Respect y'all, man.
And caller, one more thing, bro. The UK is still the West. So you didn't really do much by bringing her from the UK to America.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
It's all the same
shit. But you know what to do now, bro. Get out there and start strategizing. Fuck that bitch. And it's time for you to make sure that you start. Now it's about protecting what you've built up and making sure she don't get shit. And you're absolutely going to fight for the kids. And you're going to do a paternity test on the side without her knowing. You're going to make sure those are your kids before you get in there and fight over children that aren't yours.
And also, it's not over, bro. You're not. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's just that, you know, I know I watched your lawyer come over and talk to y'all about, like, do the paternity test, but I did it, like, they're, like, 2 and 3, so I have 2 kids back-to-back, so I'm pretty much going to have to take care of them even though they're not mine, even if they're not mine. I haven't done the DNA test, but.
You have 2 kids, bro? What is
you? Yeah, I have 2 kids. Yeah.
Bruh.
After like she started doing like some bullshit after, you know, like I say when COVID started. So after
She probably was cheating before you even found out. You just found out too late.
Yeah, bro.
Get a paternity test as well.
Okay.
So two things.
Yeah, man,
all right. Hold on, let me recap. You're going to get off this phone call. You're going to go on Google and you're going to search family attorneys in your area. Okay? You're going to do a consultation with that lawyer. Once you figure out the best lawyer in the area, just pay the money. It is what it is. You're going to ask him, hey, who are some other good lawyers in the area? You're going to go do consultations with them as well so she can't hire them. Then you're going to strategize how you're going to do this. You figure out all your assets. You have this conversation with the lawyer. Then while you're doing this, I also want you to simultaneously make sure that you go ahead and swab your kids and make sure they're yours. If the kids are yours, then you're going to obviously going to bring that into the whole situation and begin, you know, the tactical strategy of getting your kids, getting full custody, not giving her your money, not paying alimony, and if you can, it's going to be tough, getting the marital home. You might have to take the L on the marital home. I ain't going to lie to you. But you need to talk to a lawyer, all right?
Gotcha. Appreciate y'all.
All right, man. You know what to do, my friend. Now get out there and execute it. All right. Bro, we out here saving lives, bro.
The good thing is, crazy, man. It is not over for him. He knows the truth now. He can move forward, but it's sad, man.
Yeah. No, but I mean, for anybody here in the chat, because I know there's a bunch of people that are probably going through this same situation,
or
man.
Or even worse.
They're even worse, man. So, yeah, bro. Guys, protect yourself, man. Fuck these bitches. Don't get fucking married, man. I'm telling y'all, man.
Yeah,
it's not
bro.
Worth it.
All right, let's go with $100. Zay Loading.
And just so you guys know, 515-605-9740. We got 10,000 plus y'all in here, man. You guys could be anywhere else, but you're here with us, so thank you so much for that.
Like the video.
But, chat,
like
we
the
have
video.
30
the
more minutes, so
follow,
get the cause in fast.
Follow the channel. And then also, we're going to, like I said before, if you want to skip the line and get in on the show, send in a Rumble rant, 20 and up from this point forward, guys. Send in a Rumble rant, 20 and up, and we'll get you on in the show.
Yep.
All right? Let's do it.
Hello, hello.
What's up, bro?
What's up, caller?
Yo, what's good, Fresh and Fit? Yo, longtime fan of the show. My name is Zay. I'm a young 20-year-old kid in college, working full-time. And I'm not going to lie, man, I'm a little down bad with debt.
Okay.
Even though
okay.
y'all see that $100 dono, I'm kind of bluffing. I paid that shit with my credit card.
All right, well, at least you'll get some points. But okay, what kind of debt you got? Consumer debt? What kind of debt you got?
Bro, not going to lie, I kind of have a gambling addiction because I feel like
you do have one, bro. Come on now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, thank you, Fresh. But, basically, I got a lot of credit card debt because I kind of take cash advance to gamble because I'm just being really honest with this, so I don't know. What, like, I'm like, I just lost $100 right now playing poker, and I'm like, it's kind of like I'm torn in between because I'm like, I really want to be a good poker player, but at the same time, I want to be good financially, and I feel like my circumstances are like setting me up to be good financially because I'm 20 years old and I have a 60K paying job a year, and my college tuition is paid for. Shout out to Biden. No, just kidding. Fuck Biden. But, yeah, man, I don't know.
What do you do for work, bro? What do you do for work?
I work in aviation.
How often do you go to the gym?
I go to the gym 6 times a week.
Stop capping, bro.
I'm not fucking lying.
How often do you really actually go to the gym and train hard?
Well, like a good, intense workout, I say I get like probably like 2 of those a week. But I still go to the gym every day for at least an hour.
All right, you probably do some bullshit when you're in there. So look, because 6 times per week, bro, unless you're on steroids or whatever, you're not going to be able to go in there with the proper intensity and, you know, rest and recover appropriately, assuming you're not on drugs. So this is what it is, man.
No, I'm not.
You're going to have to just quit the gambling cold turkey, bro. Okay? Gambling.
Cold turkey?
Cold turkey, bro. Like gambling, there's very little benefit to gambling. I know you can make, you know, money quickly, blah, blah, blah. Fuck that shit, man. All the money that you're going to gamble, you're better off saving that money and investing it in something that isn't necessarily a gamble that's going to give you a real ROI. And I get it. You get the thrill. You know, you're able to, oh, man, this is awesome, et cetera. But for you to be 20 years old, bro, and have a gambling problem, this is very, very fucking bad. If you continue down this path, I promise you, you're either going to end up homeless, in jail, dead, or some other serious issue, okay? So you need to quit this shit now, cold turkey, which, to be honest with you, I wish a lot of these influencers didn't fucking promote gambling the way they do. You know, it's just not a good look, man. It really isn't.
Everyone I know that gambles, that's not rich, either they lose money or when they win money, they go right back to gambling. And everyone I know that is gambling at a high level, they're very successful, whenever they make a gamble or they lose some money, they stop.
And here's the thing, bro. No one's perfect.
Yeah.
Like we did a promo one time for a betting thing, and then I researched it more and I said, you know what? Fuck this shit. We're not doing this no more. You know what I mean? And the reason why is because I started looking into it and I was like, you know what, man? Fuck that shit. Gambling is ruining lives. It's not good. And they've come back and they've offered us a lot of money. We said, no, we're not going to do it, bro. Yeah. That was a mistake. And no one is perfect. Everyone makes mistakes, guys. You're making a mistake right now. But the important thing is you acknowledge that mistake. You know it's a mistake. And you know that you need to quit it. And we'll be here to tell you, bro, you need to quit it, man. You need to stop. Just like we stop. Money isn't everything, bro. It really isn't.
Yeah.
And the risk that you take and the age that you're at, you're in a vulnerable age. Fuck that shit, bro. That's why we don't peddle that bullshit on nobody, because it's like at the end of the day, this can absolutely ruin your life and you're too young, bro. Because you could put yourself in a huge hole at 20 years old with gambling, man.
And it's
you're
crazy because
right.
In life, everything is a gamble. But what you're doing now is hurting you. So really, it's not even a gamble. You're just hurting yourself.
We all make mistakes, bro. Like we all do. Like
yeah.
I said before. And I'm telling you that to let you know we're not perfect either. We made a fuck up with that and we stopped. We're not doing that shit no more. So you need to do the same thing. Acknowledge the mistake and stop.
And bro, dude, you're 20 years old, bro. You got
too young,
man. Like you got your whole life ahead of you. And as well, bro, you know what's happening now. So you know the issue. Yeah. You know how to fix it. But are you going to do it? That's the thing.
You're right, man. I guess I just got to quit that shit cold turkey. It's a lot easier.
Dude,
it's easier said than done.
You got to find a habit.
You have to stop.
To take over that bad habit. So you got to find another proxy, for example. I don't know, it's playing a sport.
Go to the gym and train actually hard. That's why I asked them that. Like, go to the gym and actually bust your ass and ensure that you sleep.
I started going to the gym before the gambling addiction.
Most guys your age, bro, most of you guys do dumb
shit
together.
Do you gamble?
No, I'm the only person in my family that gambles. It's just that I feel like my life was so
easy.
Like I had my life pass was set up for me, so I ended up making money
gamble.
At a young age, and I kind of splurged it on gambling.
Your friends gamble.
Oh, I play poker every
week.
No,
do your friends gamble?
Oh, not necessarily.
Good.
I
kind of
gamble
the
most out of all my friends.
You need to quit it cold turkey, bro. You just need to quit it cold turkey. You need to stop being a fucking pussy. You need to just stop it. You're 20 years old. You're gambling. I'm telling you, bro. You're already in debt at 20 years old. There's only a few things that's going to come of this. You're going to either go to jail. You're going to get fucking killed by somebody that you owe money. You're going to end up in more debt. Nothing good is going to come from this shit. Gambling is literally poison, bro. It is terrible for you, bro.
Yeah,
it's
illegal.
Illegal drugs is what it is, bro.
Caller, you got a choice to make here. Either you follow this pattern and this path of what Myron's saying, you end up dead, broke, or in jail, or you change today
for sure.
Or... during this week, upcoming week, or just even this weekend, and say, hey, you know what? Damn, I want better for myself. Because if not, bro, you're going to end up, like you said, dead in jail. Or
There's no good that's going to come from this shit, bro. There's no good that's going to come from it. Nothing good comes from gambling, man.
And let's say you win some money, bro. The problem is you have an addiction. You're going to go right back to it.
Yeah, and usually when I win, I go back like the next day.
See? I'm telling you, bro.
Yo,
it is a sickness, and you got to cure it ASAP, bro. Because if you don't, you're going to dead, jail, or broke.
Bro, we were in the same, like, not obviously gambling, but we're in the same situation. They're offering us a bunch of money. Yo, come do this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We said no.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. Because then I looked and I was like, no, people's lives get ruined off this shit. We're not going to fucking promote this no more.
Yep.
So you need to make the same goddamn decision we did. All right? Money isn't everything, bro. It really isn't. So just like we said, we're not going to fucking promote this shit. You're going to stop and not do that shit. No one is perfect, but you
can
absolutely make a change. Stop it now.
Okay, but the reason I gamble is actually to make more money.
I don't give a fuck about your reason. Shut the fuck up and listen to me.
No,
I don't care about your reason. It doesn't matter why you
fucking
gamble. It doesn't fucking matter. You understand?
I was going to ask a follow-up question. I was going to ask,
hold on.
What can
I do? No. Hold on. 1 second, bro. I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck why you gamble. It doesn't matter that you fucking gamble. You need to stop. There's nothing that you can say that will rationalize you to continue gambling at 20 fucking years old. There's nothing you can say. It's done. You quit. You fucking quit. Because if you don't quit, I'm telling you, your life is going to be miserable. If rich, famous, multimillionaires ruin their lives over gambling, what the fuck do you think is going to happen to you making $60,000 per year?
Done.
You need to quit. I didn't tell you that story and put ourselves in a compromising situation saying that, hey, we promoted gambling one time for your dumbass to sit there and question me. Well, the reason why, no, you just fucking stop, just like we fucking stopped.
I'm telling you that to let you know we were in your shoes too, where we could make money and be like, oh, and guess what? The gambling contracts, I'm going to tell you all the dirty truth, they give you the most money. By fucking far. But we said no. Why did we say no? Because we understand that we're not trying to destroy young men's fucking lives. It's a problem, bro. It's legalized poison. You need to fucking stop, you fucking pussy faggot. Stop the gambling. The money is not worth it. I don't give a fuck if you play one more game and you get out of debt. It's not worth it. You need to quit. Period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about this shit.
On God.
I agree. I agree. But the follow-up question I was going to ask is, what can I do instead to make money that isn't gambling?
You pick up a side hustle. You learn a skill set. Bro. You learn a skill set that will make you money on the side.
We have,
you're not putting yourself in a compromising situation to loan sharks and all these other crooks that run gambling.
Bro, we have Money Mondays, bro. E-commerce. Affiliate marketing. You could do stocks. Whatever it may be, bro, just not gambling. Or get a second job.
All right.
All right?
All right. Yeah, I appreciate the advice, guys.
Yeah.
That really woke me up, honestly, because I've never been fucking screamed at like that. Holy shit. I actually appreciate how you guys invested that energy and emotion to actually get me to quit. And
so don't waste it, bro.
From this day forward,
say I'm not going to stop gambling.
No, I'm going to stop. I'm definitely going to quit that shit today. Hopefully I'm going to come back on one of these call shows later on in the future and tell you guys know that I quit this.
Regarding your current status, maybe you shouldn't do stocks, bro, because that kind of is kind of on some level gambling too. So you probably shouldn't do stocks either.
Learn a skill set, bro, that you're going to be able to make money on the side.
Learn a trade,
a skill set that will help you earn money on the side. You take the money that you're making from your job right now, $60K per year, all that money that you were spending gambling, you're going to invest that money to learn another skill set that's going to make you money consistently where you're not gambling and putting yourself in a compromising situation or continuing to accrue debt. All right? Like I said before, I didn't tell you that story and compromise our situation and tell you, yo, yeah, we promoted gambling before. That's not something that I should be fucking admitting to y'all, but I'm going to admit it because I want you guys to know that we made a mistake too. We're not better than any of you guys, and you could go ahead and change just like we did. We don't promote that fucking garbage no more. We don't want you guys involved in that garbage anymore, and I want to make sure that no young guy is involved in that bullshit, man. It's not too late.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bro.
Appreciate it.
Hey, man, that's what it's about, dude. Quit that shit, man. It's not worth it.
All right, next we got $20, Various Layers, Cody.
What up, Cody?
Yo, what's good, brothers?
How you doing, man?
Tonight? Can y'all hear me? Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm doing great. I just want to say, everybody who's listening to this call, first and foremost, I appreciate all of you guys, Mo, Chris, Fresh, Myron, all the things you guys do, all the value you guys provide. But I just want to say CEO Network, it's very valuable for anybody that's listening and you're not in it. Join the CEO Network. You get access to Fresh and a bunch of other guys who are actually trying to level up and make you guys better. But the thing I've noticed with a lot of people when it comes to just becoming better, and I noticed this with me too throughout my self-improvement journey and stuff, and it's obviously a daily thing, you guys got to face yourself every single day. A lot of people don't want to face themselves when they wake up and they blame the whole world for why they are where they are, but they can never face themselves, and then they don't want to spend $200. I don't know what your rate is right now. I'm pretty sure it's $200 a month for the CEO Network, which is ridiculously inexpensive, but they'll go out on the weekend with losers who don't want the best for them and spend $200 or more dollars. So that's the thing I just want to get across very briefly. Like, you guys have – like, they tell you everything you need to know. You have to apply it. They're telling you all the sauce, everything that can get you to the top, but you have to apply that on a daily level and take it seriously and respect yourself enough to do that shit every single day. So I just want to call there and also say I appreciate you guys and everything you do and just keep going hard and doing what you guys do. Like, y'all really need to join the CEO Network. That's all I got to say.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you so much, man.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, brother.
All right, who's up next?
All right, let's go with
one more second. 6043. 20 bucks.
What's up, man?
Hello?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Is that Fredo?
No, it's not Fredo. I'm calling you guys from Dearborn, Michigan. Shout out to Fresh and Fit. I've been watching you guys for about like a year and a half. Big fan. But I do have a little bit of criticism for you guys. Is that fine?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I know Fire have been watching the Link for Girth on Reddit, and they've been saying a lot of truth, man, about Fresh. He needs to work out on his fucking speech. And all that shit, man, and he needs to lose some weight, especially with Big Mo. Thank you, Myron, for calling him out. He's low-key gay. No, that's what I'm thinking.
All right.
And shout out to Chris. Chris, we fucking love you, but you need to quit the Henny, man. The Henny, quit the fucking Henny.
I'll come back.
Yeah, you need to come back, bro.
He said, I'll come back.
I'll do it with the girls. I'll come back.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, I fuck with you. I fuck with y'all. I've been watching you guys for a year and a half. I'm talking about Fresh. And Fresh needs to stop fucking roasting Sneeko. We fuck with Sneeko.
Why?
What do you mean why, bro? Fucking Sneeko brings way better fucking knowledge to the podcast than you, bro. What the fuck are you doing?
This nigga.
How?
What do you mean how? Hey, Fresh, if it wasn't for mine, you're fucking nothing. Yeah, you know that.
What's he bringing to you, bro? Please tell me.
Sneeko helped me out with a bunch of shit in my life.
Tell me one thing.
What do you mean one thing? He helped me get back on the fucking dean with a bunch of things. Helped me out on my speech, talking to women, everything, man. Much better than you. What did you help your fucking people with?
Well, you know what's funny? I'm glad that he helped you out. But once again, that's you. Help others out, maybe because they like me more than you, but it's fine.
You need to stop fucking reading the super chats. That's number one.
I don't read them.
That's one thing. And he need a fucking
You're Fredo.
Last thoughts, bro. Either you fucking bring some knowledge to the fucking podcast, or you shut up, man. Let fucking Myron spit his facts.
Look, man, you got to understand, bro, that the reason why Fresh and Sneeko make fun of each other is because they're friends. Like,
yeah.
Friends make fun of each other, bro. That's how it is. I mean, I'm sure. Do you have a group of guy friends that y'all just talk shit to each other? That's what we do.
Yeah, 100%. But I think Fresh takes it a little bit personal. You know, he's talking about Sneeko that he's a cuss and all that shit. You know, Sneeko does kind of make fun of Fresh that he stutters, and I don't fucking blame him for that. Fresh does fucking stutter, you know?
Okay, and he's a cuck.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
Wow, look at you. He went to a swinger party. He did a fucking mistake. The guy was 22 years old when he did that shit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fucking different. Look, I'm over here. English is my second language, you know? So I do stutter here and there. But you, my nigga, you do this for fucking living. What the fuck is your speech? You're out here fucking renting Lambos and shit?
I rent Lambos?
Yes, you fucking do, Fresh. Come on, bro. Be honest.
Which one I rented? What color?
The SVJ.
How much did I rent from here? No. You said I rented it. Who'd I get it from?
You fucking leasing it or something. No, I got something else.
No. Let's talk about it here, brother.
Yeah.
Fredo.
It's not Fredo. No, it's not Fredo.
No. Which Lambo did I rent? Please tell me.
The SVJ, the fucking, I don't know, bro. The SVJ, you fucking rented it.
That's all you know, bro. You don't know?
I don't know, Fresh. I'll be honest. I don't know if you're renting it, if you're not. Whatever the fuck you're doing.
Listen, caller, you don't know anything. And if you did check me out, you would know I'm in the gym, I'm improving speech, and as well, bro, Sneeko is a friend of mine. So if I want to roast him, I will roast him. Whether you like it or not, I will roast a nigga and call him a cuck if I want to. That's my friend. Anything else, caller, that you don't know?
Watch the fucking chat. Agree with me. Hey, type a 1 if you think Fresh brings anything to the fucking podcast. Type 2 if he doesn't bring any fucking thing.
This nigga, bro.
Okay. Is that your whole point?
Yeah, that's my whole point. My whole point is you fucking nothing with Myron. That's it. Straight up.
Well, you know what's funny? The argument is without Myron, I'll be nothing. And I say this to the argument. If that was the case, why would he stay here with me at this point? If there's nothing in me for the record,
hold on.
I'm actually going to address this right now for everybody. Myron didn't see me as a value to the podcast at the very beginning. Why would he even take the time to say, you know what? This nigga is worth investing with. If I was that much low value and not worth anything, I would not be here even from the very beginning. So your argument is kind of retarded, bro, because once again, the value was there at the very beginning and it's still here on some level. Yeah. Even though you don't see it right away, bro. I mean, what do you want to see? Behind the scenes all the time? You don't.
Yeah, a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
I'll give you one thing.
Because once again, you're only seeing a product of it from the podcast. But what I actually do, bro, you cannot pay somebody to do. And actually speaking, bro, you can't do it either.
Look, Fresh, I'll give you one thing. I'll be fucking honest, bro. I'll give you one thing. You're probably the biggest fucking pimp in Miami because you pimped Myron 50 fucking percent of the fucking podcast. Goddamn, no way Myron's fucking paying you 50% of the podcast.
Again, what do you know?
All I know is you're not bringing no fucking value to the podcast. You need to calm the fuck down. Fresh is much, what's the name? Chris is much better than you. At least he's doing something in the fucking background. He's not doing jack shit, bro. What the fuck? End of the show, you saying last thoughts? Last thoughts. Think about
that. The guy really just doesn't like you, man.
I mean, I got a lot of haters, bro.
Yeah,
it, God, it's
damn.
Fine.
God damn, bro.
Well, he's from Reddit, so I get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, much love, man. Much love to Fresh Allen. You know, some of the things I said was true, but, you know, you need to work on your fucking speech. You know, lose some fat and all that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Well, caller, I will do it on my own pace, man. But I appreciate your nonsensical arguments. Thank you, though.
Hey, all right. Myron, God bless you guys. God bless, what's his name, Chris? And fucking Big Mo, bro, you need to quit being fucking homo, bro. What the fuck is that shit, man?
Think of bro. All
right, Carl. All
right.
I knew he was going to argue.
I guarantee you, Mo gets way more girls than Fredo. Just saying.
Is his name really Fredo?
I call him Fredo from now on.
Call him Fredo from now on.
Free Fredo, man.
All right.
All right, let's go. $100 with, you know, A3.
My guy's in here, man.
What up?
You good? Yeah. I'm seeing Myron's twin, just blacker.
Yeah.
Better looking, too.
Better looking.
don't make me fry you with
his brother's here.
Niggas in here, bro.
His brother's here, man.
Oh, my little brother just walked in. I'll cook you in front of all these people right now. They're going to
do it, bro.
Wait.
You know, big boy, you right now, bro.
You got me good?
Yeah, I can hear him.
What people we got in here? 10?
You got like 10 some in here.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I'm a better looking.
Hello.
See everybody, man. I don't even know if I'm on the camera. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, you're
in the
back.
On camera, you black as hell.
I'm in the back. Turn
the
light on.
We got
a
light on.
Wait.
Nigga, you're darker than me.
Switch. Go on, cameraman.
Yo. All right, hold on. We got to keep the show professional.
Wait.
You want him on
camera?
I'm going to make fun of my brother after the show.
All right, cool.
Go ahead, bro. Okay.
All right,
cool. It would be a Reddit dude arguing bad things.
Go ahead, man.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Just hit us with your question, man, because I want to make sure everybody gets a chance.
Wait, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We got you, bro.
We got you. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. My bad. All right, dope. All right, first of all, thank you guys for everything. Shout out to the whole team. And I don't know, the last guy's a hater. Type one in the chat if Fresh actually brings a lot of value, because you guys, all four of you guys, Chris, Mo, Myron, all you guys, like, deep, deep respect for you guys. I wouldn't be where I'm at in my life without you guys. I'm sure a lot of guys can say the same thing. So I'm 29 years old. I make a pretty good amount of money, about 150K a year. I have a lot of time on my hands. I'm fit, you know, smashed, whatever. A lot of women, hundreds, whatever. Like, I have that down. I'm pretty, you know, I'm over 6 foot, whatever. I'm pretty good in all those aspects.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, I have some ideas of what I want to do. I'm planning on things. I mean, I didn't get here just by happenstance.
Yeah.
But I am curious on if you guys are in the same position. You know, 29 years old. I just moved out to Miami. You know, I've got a good group of friends. I have a lot of time on my hands. I'm hitting the gym. I'm working. What would you guys do in this position? Like, I have, like, maybe 8 to 10K a month, just money that I can spend. I'm about to be debt-free, again, thanks to you guys. So what would you guys do in terms of – what would you guys do with your money? If you guys had 6 months, like the next 6 months of execution.
How much debt are you in?
$2,500 left. It started at $30,000 a few years ago. I got $2,500 left. Yeah.
Credit card debt?
It's about to be done next month. It's about to be over next month.
Bro,
yeah,
just wait. You probably got the money. Bro, just pay that shit off right as soon as you hang up the phone with us, man, and be done with that shit. And
yeah.
Because you got the money, bro. Like, don't be one of these guys that's going to be like, I'm going to wait until next month or blah, blah. Yo, just pay that shit off in full.
Right
don't
away.
Let these assholes get any interest off you. Be done with it. And then on top of that, take whatever money. You said you're pocketing about 10K a month profit-wise that you, like, aren't spending on anything. Take that money, save it for a few months, bro, and start looking at real estate, man.
Boom.
Boom. That's what I would do.
And then
other on your shoes.
Bro, you're in Miami, right? You got friends in Miami. I get that part. Lifestyle is here. Let's say like maybe 1K you put towards having fun out in Miami and enjoy a little bit. Not all the way, of course, but just a little bit.
And don't trick off on these bitches, man.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Hell no. Yeah. I did the girl. Yeah. No, girls are did that. Waste of time. Massive distraction. I put them. They're in a good place in my life. So I know you guys like index funds. I know nothing about investing. I'll definitely start looking at real estate. I know you guys have some videos on that.
We have a whole episode. Look, I'll answer index funds for you right now, bro. Number one, we have a whole episode on index funds. If you want to learn more about it, go on our channel. Type in index funds, and I break it down. But if I'm going to keep it simple for you, bro, just invest in an index fund that tracks the S&P 500 or tracks the total market.
Yeah.
Boom. That's
done.
It. Make a fucking Vanguard account. Pick up VFAX. I think, if I'm not mistaken, tracks the whole market. Or you could get the one that
the
tracks
one.
The one that tracks the S&P 500. If you get one of those, you'll be fine. Your choice. Either S&P 500 or the total stock market, because those are very safe. Because basically what you're doing is you're buying stake in the top 500 companies in the United States or the entire stock market. Which if that shit goes down, then you got bigger problems to worry about. But I would say prioritize most of the money that you're making into real estate. Like, yes, put money in index funds. Sure, that's a very nice and safe way to go about it, right? You can enjoy the compound interest, etc. But real estate is by far the best way to go, especially if you're pocketing 10K a month in profit. Cool?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So
VOO and VFAX, bro, are the two ones. There you go. Those are the two codes.
Yeah.
VOO and VFAX are the two ones that track the S&P 500, and one tracks the total market. Cool?
Got you. And then real estate, of course, that's important. Is there anything else? Again, if you guys were same position, 29, you guys need some decent cash.
We have money, Ethereum.
We have Money Mondays, bro. We cover a bunch of topics you can do.
Yeah, you need
for example, side businesses, side hustles. So honestly, speaking of crypto as well, it's pretty
crypto,
good as well.
Yeah, buy Ethereum.
Dude, you have money and time.
Okay.
Learn it for yourself. Dabble in it a little bit here and there. You know what? This works for me. This doesn't work for me. You have time, bro.
Yeah. But
and money, too.
Number one, real estate. Number two, go ahead and pick up, like I said before, something that attracts the S&P 500 or the entire stock market. Number three, a little bit more volatile, but I wouldn't put in more than 3-10% of your total net worth in this cryptocurrency. And I would say keep it safe. Just get Ethereum.
And the biggest part is you're debt-free, bro.
And
so
yeah.
You won.
Yeah.
Just pay off your debt. You're debt-free.
I'm so happy. I know. I'm so happy that I'm debt-free.
The biggest W in life for a guy especially is to be debt-free. Because when you're debt-free, bro, you have money, you have time, you have actual mental clarity. The world's your oyster, bro. Literally.
And I know people are out here saying, like, you know, Bitcoin, blah, blah, blah. Bitcoin and Ethereum are the top two. So that's what I would say, like, as far as, like, long-term longevity. If you want to go ahead and get into the other altcoins, you can. But Ethereum and Bitcoin ain't going nowhere. So I'm just going to tell you what's safe. Everything I just told you, real estate, S&P 500, total stock market index, and or Ethereum and Bitcoin, they're all the safest in their respective markets. All right?
Gotcha.
Let's hit the next call.
Gotcha.
But you're in a good spot, bro. Keep doing what the fuck you're doing. Good stuff, my friend.
Last eight callers.
Last eight?
Yep. Let's go with 6744.
All right. Hit us with the question, bro.
Oh, shit. All right. Here I am. I'm currently at work right now, man. Working hard, putting in about 50-plus hours. A lot of these
Let's
guys
go.
Are fucking pussies that ain't built for this shit. I work out when I'm out of town right now for my job, and I've been here less than a year, and I've already gotten two offers for a fucking supervisor position making 75.
All right. Congrats,
these
man.
Motherfuckers are not built for this shit. My question is right now is,
yeah.
So for LLC, dude, I want to start a vending machine company. Should I just use my capital and pay it off, or should I just fucking try to get an LLC and use business credit, because I hear a lot of people talking about free money with business credit and all that stuff.
Well, if you don't have a business credit card yet, they're going to have to run your personal credit so that you can get a business credit card in the first place.
Yeah, so is your credit score good right now?
My credit score is about 90. Is that
I'm working to get it to 750, paying off all my credit, all my debt. But right now, I have
you
a car
bro.
That has...
I
would say, bro, you want to get at least to a 720 or above before you start applying, you know, for credit cards like that that give you good benefits, because there's a good chance that you get denied. So
yeah.
720 is typically the bare minimum to
yeah.
get any kind of credit card that's going to give you benefits. So
get your score up.
Get your score up first, yeah. and then number two, then you can go ahead and apply for that business credit line once you have that LLC made and everything else like that. But there's nothing wrong, bro, with starting off using personal credit to get your business funded off the ground. And then going ahead and, like, you know, just keeping all that stuff documented. And then, you know, when you do your taxes at the end of the year, you just say, hey, these expenses, even though I use a personal credit card, were for the business. Because that happens, bro. I remember when I started my business off, you start using a personal credit card because I didn't want to wait to get a whole business credit card and everything else. I just started right away. I didn't take no, you know, I didn't fucking waste a bunch of time.
All right. Great advice, guys. Thank you.
Cool. Good question, bro.
You got it, bro.
Nice and succinct.
It's not bad. 690, but it's not good either. So you need.
We got 11,000 y'all watching right now. Shout out to all you guys, man. Rumble is the future, man. Shout out to Rumble, man.
Rumble on the way.
Okay, $50. Let's go at 5444.
Yo, what's up, Myron and Fresh? Shout out Big Mo down like over 100 pounds and Fresh down like 30. I don't know why Fresh gets a bunch of hate. These dudes are some weirdos. If you guys watch the shows without the girls, and Fresh actually talks, you see a lot of the value. So these dudes are just
bro.
Some weirdos.
Appreciate that,
but,
man.
Yeah, basically, what I wanted to say, I wanted to give a recommendation first. Something that would be kind of funny, like a little segment, especially right now that it's like callers and stuff like that, is if you have something like the most masculine chick of the month, most argumentative and things like that, be kind of funny, put them on blast.
You know, like the jobs
awards.
Employee of the month.
Yeah.
Employee of the month.
That's why I don't want to give these like annoying ass girls clout, because then they'll be like incentivized to behave that way. You know what I mean?
That's
the
reason
why.
Oh yeah, that's true. You're right.
I thought about
that, but it's kind of funny.
You're gonna reward bad behavior.
Yeah.
That'll be funny though.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be funny, but yeah, that's true. It's better not to give them the clout. But basically, what I wanted to say was. I own a supplement company. It's all natural. Like I do, it's all herbal. And I wanted to see if maybe I would be a good candidate for a show like this on Fridays where it's fitness or talking about health and stuff like that. Because just like how you have to build yourself as a man on all the things you got to build, health is one of the biggest things. And like nobody's going to come save you. And you can't even depend on like the medical system because they don't know how. It's like they don't create healthy people. Like,
all right.
I don't know, maybe it would be
we'll take a look at
your
stuff. Send Fresh a DM, bro, and we'll take a look at your stuff. Send a DM right now.
For sure. Sounds dope. All right,
bro.
Cool, man. And shout you guys out. You guys are doing a lot of work for the men. And thanks, you guys. You guys are putting me on, like, you guys pulled the curtain back for me. Like, I was never really simping on girls, but you guys pulled the curtain on me, and I don't give them attention at all, like, unless they deserve it. You guys really, like, put me on game and made me see it clear. Like, the way they act, they're all the fucking same. So, yeah.
Prevention is always better than medicine, my friend. So.
Cure.
Yeah. Prevention is always better than medicine.
Thank you, guys.
All right, man. Cool. We'll hit the next caller. Thank you so much for calling in.
That's a Caribbean term, man.
Who's up next? What?
That's a Caribbean term.
What?
Prevention is better than the cure.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 9073.
Who told you that?
No, I just literally thought of it just now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I didn't know it was a saying in the Caribbean.
Nope,
the phrase is like a pound of an ounce of prevention is a pound of medicine, some shit like that.
Yeah.
But I just simplified and said prevention is better than medicine. But sorry, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, mine.
Hey, you guys can hear me, right?
Oh my god. Yeah, we can hear you, bro. Hit us with your question.
Alrighty, bet. So huge shout out to you guys. You guys are awesome. Started watching you guys a year ago. I'll just get right to the question. So I'm like 21 years old. About to be 22. I just moved to Tampa Bay, Florida. Had little to no money to my name. I live in an apartment with my best friend. I was at a sales job making just over $50,000 a year. So I was getting pretty good income. Right now I have about $3,000 saved up, and I actually ended up losing the job like maybe 2 days ago just because it's sales, so it's just kind of hard. And now I just like, I know that you have to kind of like grind, work a 9-to-5 type of job before you can like kind of gain enough capital to, you know, do some investments and stuff. So I guess my question to you guys is like, where would you go from this position? Because obviously I want to eventually be like, you know, making my own money, be my own boss. Like, what do I have to do like in order to be like a more top tier type of guy?
You lost your job, right? You have no job right now.
Yeah.
Do you have savings?
Like money I saved up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have $3,000 as of right now saved up.
Well, right now, my friend, you're in a crisis because you have no job. So there's no money coming in unless you have another that I don't know about. But now you need a job ASAP. Now, sales may not be your strong point. So maybe no more sales, but you can know your skill level. You know if you're good at sales or not. That's up to you. I'm just saying you need a job right now. Then once you get a job, what's the plan? Sorry, you have a question?
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say like the job's kind of weird. I could get it back in 2 weeks. I actually have another job offer, so there's gonna be no downtime like in between jobs. It is also another sales job. It's like a phone sales job, so it's kind of weird. But yeah, I understand no downtime between that. But like, you know, I want to start watching more of you guys' Money Mondays and you know things like that, just so that way I can kind of like do smarter things with my money. Because you know, I'm not gonna lie, like, you know, I'm 21. I want more girls, whatever the case may be. But you know, they're not gonna stand for it.
Perfect. You gotta spend all your time, bro, researching, learning about business, skills, or a path to get to where you want to go. So you could do a reverse success journey backwards, which means you find somebody that you want to emulate, somebody you want to be like. For example, it might be Andrew Tate, could be us, could be a business a mogul, could be Grant Cardone. Doesn't matter who it is, right? Look at their path and their journey and see what they learned along the way to get to where they're at. So one was sales for Grant Cardone, us as well. It could be, for example, real estate. So go on YouTube, look at free videos online. There's Grim Stefan, there's us, Bigger Pockets, there's many other channels online you can look at and find thousands of hours of research for yourself and then take what applies to you. With that knowledge, either you learn a skill, either get a business like e-commerce, like I said earlier, affiliate marketing, day trading, whatever you want to specialize in. And you only know because in these, I want to say, side business or side hustles, you do it first for a period of time. And if it suits you and if it's really what you want to do, you're going to hone into it. If not, move on to the next one. The point is you can learn a skill or, for example, get out of your career so you have money to invest into assets that can pay you monthly. And then from there, with more clarity and more, I want to say, a stable condition, then and only then can you have a purpose that you actually want to do. That's what I would say.
Okay. No, yeah, I completely understand that. Yeah, so kind of like try and find something on the side while you're, you know, grinding, making money, and then kind of invest your time into that. Then one last question. So, like, as far – I feel like you guys – I know what you guys are going to say. Just, like, don't invest time into, like, girls and going out and shit like that. Just kind of, like, focus on the grind.
No. Caller, I'm of the opinion, bro, you can still talk to girls. My thing is, like, you put work first and business first. Then only with your free time you talk to girls. So what I used to do, bro, is I'll work freaking 10 hours at my job, right, my first job, and then another, like, 5-6 hours at my second job, almost, like, freaking 16, 14 hours a day. Then after – if I had free time to do anything else, I would either go to sleep or if I said like a girl, you know, for a day or for example, her post to the crib, that's different. But my thing is like, I did the work first, my business, and then the girl after. So you can still talk to girls, but like do it in a way where like business is first and then after the fact, when you're done with that and there's nothing else can be done, then deal with girls. Cause the thing is, you don't want to be rusty and talk to no girls and then, oh, I have a lot of money, but I have no experience with girls, no game. Then what's the point of that? Cause they're just going to finesse you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's definitely harder in Florida, also living in a big city. I mean, a lot of these girls are just 304s, like chasing the guys with money and shit, and obviously that ain't me at this moment, so I'm just trying to figure out how to get there and also not be so, you know, financially unstable. But,
avoid girlfriends, avoid getting a girl pregnant, and actually, bro, your main focus should be success and nothing else. Like, if you can focus on success, bro, and make that priority in your life, for example, friends will say, yo, bro, let's go here and go drink beer at this spot, or let's go party at this spot. No, that's not my goals, bro. My goals are aligned with me being successful, and that's not part of my plan. That way you can say no to people that would take you away from your goals, pretty much. All right?
Appreciate it. Hey, Myron Fresh, seriously awesome. It was like a privilege talking to you guys. Myron, I'm surprised you have any hair follicles left dealing with all those 304s. Looking forward to watching the show later.
Yeah, all right, man. I'll see you.
Later.
Take it easy.
All right, brother.
All right, let's go with the last four. 9434.
Go ahead, man.
Yo, big bro Myron. So I'm 20 years old. You guys kind of helped me out. I've been over, like, watching you guys over a year. And you guys literally, like,
leveled me up by like 10 plus years. I moved out of my parents when I was 18, and now I have better credit score than my parents, watching you guys. I'm way better with girls, and I'm looking to buy a house.
Nice.
Next year with the 3% down FHA loan for the home buyer. But I was just wondering, like, where do I go or, like, to talk to someone about getting that loan? Like, that's kind of where I'm, like, at right now.
For a home loan?
Yeah, yeah, for a home loan.
You don't have a realtor or a bank or a credit union?
No, I'm still new to, like, home buying, so I wasn't sure where I would go.
Okay, how much money do you have saved?
I have $3K right now saved. I'm working 3 jobs right now.
Yeah, you're going to need more than that, my friend. You're going to need significantly more than that.
Yeah, no, that's the plan. I'm going to definitely save more than that. I was hoping maybe saving up like 7 or 8K just for the miscellaneous thing because I'm in trades and shit.
Where do you live?
What was that? I live
where
in
you live?
Michigan.
Where are you trying to buy?
Buying like a 100K house and then like fix it up and then
Where are you trying to buy it though?
Oh, in did I say my city? Like,
no, you didn't.
In Michigan. Can you hear me, Michigan?
Okay. No, I said the city, but what city are you trying to buy in specifically?
Oh, in Muskegon.
Okay, so I know the state of Michigan is pretty not good when it comes to landlord friendly state. So I mean, and here's the thing: you want to buy a fixer upper that's $100,000. Yeah, you'll put in less, but here's the thing: with a lot of you guys that want to do fix and flips and all this other stuff, understand that it's going to be a pain in the ass. You're going to have to get contractors if you're not a handyman yourself. But you're going to have months of vacancy where you won't be able to put tenants in it because you have to fix it. And are you prepared to have months of vacancy where you're not getting money in? Me personally, I always like to buy turnkeys because as soon as I buy it, it makes me money. Some guys like to go out and buy fix and flips, whatever. But are you okay with vacancy? That's what it really comes down to. So it depends on your situation, but in your case, we're learning to sprint before we even crawl. You need to get more money, save more money, and then you need to get pre-approved, find a lender, get pre-approved with that lender, figure out what you can actually afford, then you can actually start looking at homes.
Yeah.
That's the proper
order of
things of how to do it. Cool?
Gotcha. Yeah, no, cool. I'm a contractor, so like I do plumbing, I do flooring, I do drywall, I do framing,
okay.
So like
that's
I know – like a bunch
Caller.
Of that shit.
Then you can do a lot of the work by yourself. But it's still going to cost you a lot of money because you're not going to be able to do it all yourself. You're going to have to hire a team to help you out. So unless you plan to sit there all day by yourself and do it, let's be honest, you probably won't be, especially if you're trying to get something for only 100K that's a fixer-upper. Yeah, bro. I mean, maybe 100K in your area will be a lot. You'll go a lot further, actually. But regardless, the point is that step one, you need to save more money. Step two, you need to get pre-approved with a lender, find a bank, and get pre-approved with them. Step three, figure out how much you can actually afford based on your income, what you have saved, your debt, all these things. Also, pay down your debt. And whatever you do, if you have a stable job right now, don't quit that job because I'm telling you, it will absolutely mess you up. One of the worst things you could do right before you try to get a loan to buy a property is quit your job and become an entrepreneur. Don't do that. If you have a job right now, stick with that job until you close that deal.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest mistakes people do is I'm an entrepreneur. They make this money. I don't care if they're making 100K a month on OnlyFans. They still will not give you a loan a lot of the times because you just became an entrepreneur.
They want to see you 2 years of
they
job.
They want 2 years of employment, bro. So it'll make it. You won't be able to get a loan if you quit your job.
And Caller, normally I don't recommend books, but for your perfect scenario right now, get the book Start for Life because it talks about the average working man saving up money to buy a property and then multiple properties after that. And how to do it step by step. So get that book Start for Life. Will help you a lot.
And also be prepared. If I were you, if you really want to get into real estate quickly, bro, instead of buying a fix and flip, you'd be better off probably doing an FHA loan. Living in it for a bit, living in it for a year, fix it up while you live in it, and then get the hell out the house and you're able to put down less money. That way you'll be able to get into the property and control the property way sooner with way less capital. That's another option as well, especially since you're a handyman.
Done.
Cool? Okay.
Yeah.
Give you a couple options here.
That was the plan, was the FHA loan, and I have no debt at all because I literally went straight to trades and sort of learned.
How much are you earning per year? How much are you earning per year?
Right now, I mean, I just like started working 3 jobs, so like I kind of like was working at a shitty job, like doing flooring and contracting.
Answer the fucking question. Answer the fucking question. How much do you make per year? I don't want to hear your sob story.
I would probably say 40K a year.
Okay. So that okay, that puts things into perspective. You're probably going to have to come in with a bit more money than someone else because you make less money. But that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But you're definitely probably going to have to go the FHA route and have a good amount of money saved. But the good thing for you is even though you make less money, you have a skill set which will actually improve the quality of your home and that you can do yourself. So that's going to save you quite a bit of money.
And save you money. Caller, I'm telling you right now, get the book Set for Life. It will change your mindset and it will help you as well right now. So there you go.
All right. Gotcha.
Cool. Gave you a call.
I was just saying I'm not sure how much I make in a year because I just started working three jobs. So because I've just been grinding my fucking dick off. So that's why I wasn't quite sure.
Either way, you can kind of figure it out.
Three jobs
at
40K is kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Either way, it's very simple, bro. This is what you do. You save that money because $3,000 isn't shit. Okay. That's step one. After you save that money, you have maybe 10 to 20K. Then I would go to a bank and get pre-approved.
Yeah.
After you get that pre-approval, that's going to tell you how much home you can afford. Then you're going to go ahead and try to get yourself a duplex or a triplex or a fourplex, okay? I would stay away from a single-family home. I'll try to get one of those. Why?
Okay.
So you can put tenants in it, and they can also help you pay down your mortgage. Since you have a skill set that allows you to do carpentry, roofing, all this other stuff, you could go ahead and get a house that's not the best and fix it up to some degree, depending on how bad it is, while you put tenants in it, or you live in it by yourself. But either way, you get in there with the FHA loan. Once you're in there with the FHA loan, you now control the property, live in there for a year, fix it up the best that you can, move out that bitch, and then increase the rents.
Damn, nigga.
Okay.
I just thought about it. What are you working at?
Perfect.
You join the Rockets?
Michigan is no, it's fine, bro. Don't. Michigan is one of the worst paid states, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
That is your game plan for success, my man. If you do this correctly, you could probably get yourself into a property within the next year.
Back. Okay. Bet.
Awesome.
Thank you guys so much.
You know what to do.
Get
out there and make it happen, baby.
All right, let's go with the last three callers. 2702.
Yeah, we've been giving crazy value this episode.
And it's free.
And it's absolutely free, man.
Yeah.
I wonder who else is doing that.
All right.
Who's up next? Go ahead.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
We got you. Hit us with the question, bro, right away.
Hey, so shout out to the team. I appreciate you guys. Listen, I'm going to keep it quick. So, you know, you guys had it pretty set. Why'd you guys decide to go all, you know, take all the risks with your channel? You know, now you guys have to move to Rumble. What made you guys drive towards that decision?
To be on Rumble?
Yeah, I know. Not be on Rumble, but I feel like you guys had a more safe route when you started out. And then you got into very controversial topics, right? And that probably paints a target on your backs, right? So what made you guys, you know, go that route?
I'm a little confused by your question because we always kind of came in a controversial angle.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, for the dating stuff, right? Like, for what I mean by that is recently, like, you know, you guys did the 9/11 interviews with, you know, Ryan Dawson and stuff.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, man. I'm always trying to up the quality of the show, and I'm trying to be diversified. Like, when I say number one male self-improvement podcast, I don't mean it just as in, like, helping you guys get girls or make money. I want you guys to also be educated and not be a moron so that you're able to meet other men of affluence or status or whatever and be able to have a coherent conversation with these individuals. Because you best believe these guys that got their shit together that – are multimillionaires, higher status, have respect, recognition, etc. They understand how the world really works. So I think for as a man, you must be competent and know what the hell is going on around you. It's not enough to just be in shape and have some money. You also want to be able to be a well-rounded individual that can converse about a bunch of different topics. So that's why I said, you know what? Let's go ahead and have bring in some of these guests that might be controversial and have these higher IQ discussions. And I think it's important for y'all, man. You know, we're not just trying to have a bunch of, you know, girls on the show and have discussions. I know we can do that as well. That's, you know, that's why it's so, why I think we're one of the best podcasts in the fucking world is because we're so diversified. But I really want to have these higher IQ conversations. I think you guys benefit from having these higher IQ conversations. Yes, it comes with a little bit of risk, but, you know, shout out to Rumble for, you know, allowing free speech and we're able to have these conversations with y'all and you guys can really see it without us having to be filtered.
Hell yeah, man. Like, you know, you guys definitely helped me shift my mindset and everything. I love your show. Just one last question is, you know, like, I've seen Destiny on your show recently, as well as, you know, like Ryan Dawson. Is there any possibility you guys can get them in for a debate on Israel-Palestine or 9/11, for example? That would be epic.
Stay tuned.
That's all I will say. All right.
Hell yeah, man. Love you guys. See ya.
Thank you so much for calling into the show, my friend.
Thank you. Come again.
Who's up next?
What'd you say, Chris?
Thank you. Come again, caller.
That was a shitty impression, man. Chris even fucks up with that with the accent.
86871.
Thank you. Come again.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Let me make it short and quick for you. So basically, I'm 18, living in Kansas City. I have two jobs right now. I already signed up for the military, and so essentially I'll be going into it. My question is for you, where do you think I should go right now? I did have a business, and essentially I stopped it just because the military training and everything is coming up. So what would your best recommendation be in terms of how to make money from here and things of that nature?
What branch are you joining?
Army, National Guard.
And did you sign a contract where you're going to be active?
No, I signed it to where basically I'm coming on for 6 months and then I'm coming off after. So not active, just reserve.
Okay. So you're going to be reserve? Okay. Well, step number one, anytime you're a government employee, you need to fill out outside employment paperwork. I'm not sure if it's going to have the same stringent rules as someone who's a reservist versus being active duty. If you're active duty, I know you absolutely have to fill out that paperwork. But as a reservist, you probably have to fill it out, but maybe it's not as stringent. But regardless, you could absolutely start a business or do something on the side, bro, while you're a reservist. You'll have a bunch of time because you're only going to drill. You're going to go to basic, and then you're going to drill once a month. So you absolutely can have time to have another job, to have a job, and or even go to school with your GI Bill.
Right. Essentially, like I mentioned earlier, right now I have two jobs, and so I'll be gone for 6 months because I know after basic training, I have job training, which is about 3.5 months, and I still even then can't really do anything. But like I said before, I did have a business. So basically, I work at two electronic companies, so Verizon and Best Buy. Verizon's more of a sales job just because I don't have to explain that. But anyway, I had those, and then right now they're slowing down right now just because the military's coming up.
That's fine, man. I mean, they have to keep your job by law, so you're not going to lose your job for going off to to train. Bro, just work those jobs, save money, and then once you have some money saved, you can go ahead and start your business. But make sure when you have your business plan, number one, make sure you have a business plan, you know what you're going to do, and you have that outside employment paperwork filled out. Cool?
Right. Yeah, I was essentially, just real quick, I was thinking of basically my recruiter is also in real estate, so I was thinking of getting into that. I also understand that you obviously have to have money coming into it, so
yeah,
I was under the impression that military members have a lot more of a better chance in terms of loans, but anyway, that's another discussion.
You can get a VA loan, but one of the best ways to get into real estate when you don't have as much money is wholesaling, my friend. We actually did a whole episode on that. Go type in Fresh and Fit wholesaling. We brought Detroit Mogul on, and we talked about how to wholesale contracts.
And don't forget, with a VA loan, you get a property, but you got to pay more money.
Yeah, your payment's going to be way higher because you're putting no money down.
0% down.
So keep that in mind, too. VA loans aren't all they're cracked up to be because your monthly payment is going to be super fucking high. Unless you're buying like a triplex or a fourplex and you got tenants to help you pay that shit down. But you try to buy a single-family home on a VA loan with no money down, bro, you are going to be paying quite a bit of money. And you're going to be paying PMI, private mortgage insurance, which is going to be another pain in the ass.
Holy.
So it's not all sunshines and rainbows when you put no money down. You're going to have – they're always going to get their money – them boys are always going to get their money. That's all I'm going to say.
Sounds good on paper, but
yeah.
No, I completely understand. Yeah, no, I just paid my credit card bill, and that was like $1,000, so I get that.
So, but, all right, man, you know what to do. Also, look into getting a trade. There's nothing wrong with being an electrician, a welder, et cetera, and the military will teach you that stuff if you get into an MOS that promotes that.
Yeah, I basically did an MOS where it was involving in technology just because I've been involved in it for, several years of my life.
Cool. All right. Then you can get into IT as well, bro. Smart guys, get into the military and use the military to give them free training and education and something that they could take outside the military.
Yeah, but to your point as well, come in with a plan, though. I'm going to military, and then sit there. You got to come with a plan to get out as well.
Try to get an MOS, bro, that's going to benefit you in the civilian world.
Yeah, get in and get out, bro.
All right?
Absolutely. Hey.
All right.
All right, man. Awesome. Who's up next? Last one?
Last one.
All right.
8349.
Make this a question.
Hello, can you hear me?
We got you, bro. Yep. What's your question?
Yeah, real quick. All right. First off, I just want to say shout out to you guys. You know, you guys are adding a lot of value. I'm going to keep it short. I just had two critiques. First one, off of the Money Mondays that you guys do. So I remember you guys did an episode where you had KT Hustle on about Amazon. And I get that whole process that he went through, but I do feel like you guys should vet out your guests a lot more before bringing them on, because I do FBA myself. And what I did was, just out of curiosity, I did his consultation. Like, you know, you go through his link, put in your email, and I was supposed to get an ebook, which I never did, for one. And I did the consultation, and to be honest, a lot of the information that he did give out, or as far as like his team, was a lot of surface level information, which was then like a sales funnel to buy a course. Now, in my opinion, the course was a bit egregious as far as the pricing point, but I guess, you know, everybody has their own pricing point, whatever the case may be. But I do feel like, you know, you should ask certain questions for them to be more transparent. For example, like,
what happened? Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Where'd he go?
I have no idea. He's still on the line, but on his end.
We can't hear you.
Bro, if you're talking, we can't hear you.
Hello? Fuck. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yep. We got you now.
Yeah,
your
we can hear you
cut
now.
Off there, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah. What was the last thing you guys heard?
Before you said that you went through his consultation and you said the course was expensive.
Yeah, the course was expensive. Which I get. I know for certain courses it's going to be expensive, but I do feel like it just didn't make sense for that price point to be that. But, you know what I'm saying? That's a different topic. But I do feel like, too, you know, he showed how much revenue he was making. And a lot of times you could make like 100K in revenue, but I feel like you guys should be asking certain questions like, what is your net profit? What are you profiting? Is this a profitable business? Because you can show revenue soon.
Bro, he brought everything to us. And also as well, I get that you didn't want to buy the course. It's expensive, but everyone that bought the course gave awesome reviews, bro. So, I mean, if you didn't buy it, but everyone bought it. Excellent reviews, and
I'm
as
not,
well.
I'm not saying it. I get that. I'm not saying it because, I mean, what he's doing, I kind of done that myself before, so I kind of understand how it was. I was just curious, but I'm saying he just showed it. When you brought up his phone to the screen, he showed you revenue. He didn't show you profit, though, because that's the Amazon Sell app. I use the app myself, so that just shows you how much revenue you're making, but it doesn't
show you revenue. You showed us behind camera everything.
But wait,
okay, but
hold on. We talked about profit, man. On that conversation.
We did, but not like a lot. Barely.
That's what I'm saying. I watched the episode. I even asked a question, but I didn't see any profit. That's what I mean, though. I get it. He did it behind the scenes, but I feel like you don't have to give an exact number, but at least, you know, kind of regurgitate that to the audience that, okay, this is how much profit you could make from it, because anybody can show revenue. Because I'm sure you guys see it a lot where all these online gurus show how much revenue they're making, but they're not showing you actually the profits that are coming from it. You know what I mean? I feel like it's a bit deceiving, because then people think that, oh, I can make all this money, but you're not accounting all the expenses that come into it. I'm just saying it because I have personal business experience myself, and I'm sure you guys do too. But I just feel like, you know, if you're going to bring on certain guests like that, at least have them be more transparent with the audience so that they don't get stuck in a hole and think that it's going to be an easy play for them. You feel me? That's all I'm saying. That's my critique
of
that.
What's your question? He didn't measure profit, bro. It's not like in a big whole like debacle. He didn't measure profit, though. He did.
I get that. I mean, okay. But I mean, yeah, just moving forward, I feel like, you know, at least certain questions that you could ask just so that the audience gets a better understanding of what the business is before they dump all this money in. Because you don't want them to just dump it in and they don't really – because most people aren't going to do their due diligence. They're just going to see the numbers and think that, okay, it is profitable.
I mean, bro,
let me do it.
Man, like, you know, I will say this. I understand your critiques 100%. I'm actually writing down some of the things that you're saying because, of course, you know, no one is perfect, and I think self-improvement is huge. But you really can't judge it if you didn't buy the course, bro.
Exactly.
Like, you can't – you got to understand that they're not going to give all the sauce because, again, you're a guy. You watched that episode.
Of course.
You probably watched to see if you can emulate some of the stuff. You're a competitor. He's not going to give out a lot of his, like, biggest things out for free. You know what I mean? He's going to give you just a little bit here and there and maybe enough for you to make $10K a month, but he's not going to give all the sauce. So you can't necessarily go ahead and judge the product if you didn't actually buy the product, bro.
And he doesn't even know.
No.
I spoke to three people before he came on the show just to verify who he was, and they all gave me good reviews, and they showed me their accounts. So I get it. You may think it's expensive, but it actually does work.
And also, you got to keep in mind, bro, that you already know this. You know this world. You know this field. The average person that doesn't know about this stuff at all, they might be able to get way more value from it than someone like you that's already done this. So you're someone that's already advanced. Of course, you're going to look at it and be like, this is surface level. But for someone that's just getting in, they might be able to make an extra $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month off of the surface level stuff that he's giving. But you, as a more advanced guy, you know, you're able to kind of look into the nuances, etc. you're a guy that would probably need to actually get the real thing and see where the value actually is. But you didn't get the real thing, so you can't really necessarily say it's good or bad if you didn't get it.
No, I agree with you guys 100%. I do feel like, you know, if you're going to come on the platform, you know, give them certain information. But, of course, you're not going to give them your secrets. You have to pay for that. Even with me, when I started my journey, you know, I paid somebody to, like, I bought a course myself as well because I knew that there was a lot more information that I couldn't get on the internet for free, and I had to pay for somebody for that. I'm not disagreeing with you at all, but I just feel like as far as, like, when you're bringing on certain guests, I'm not saying to ask them certain questions where it's like they have to give you every single little detail, but just have them be a bit more transparent. That's what I'm saying. Just so that way, you know, you're looking out for your audience as well. You know what I mean? When they're going to invest this money. Because, yeah, you have to spend money to make money. I spent a lot of money. Like, before I launched my first product, it took me $10,000 just to put it in to make that product profitable. So I completely understand you have to spend money. I'm just all about being more transparent. That's it.
Caller, I'll take what you say into consideration. What we'll do next time, we'll give a full testimony of everyone that bought the course. Light one here. How about that?
All right, fair enough. Okay, cool. No problem. But then
we'll have him show profit margins. I mean, but here's the thing. He was pretty transparent about all the things that he had in place to, you know, how he had his own he had a store, and then he had people that were packaging his shit and all that other stuff. So he did talk about that, bro. But again,
pay for labor.
You
got to
remember, bro,
things.
Someone like you that actually does this stuff, you're going to have a way, you know, more comprehensive understanding of the material where you're able to ask more advanced questions like that. But the average person, bro, they might want to make $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 extra. So it was an entry level type situation.
And I've seen guys just like him, bro, come here and they talk the talk. But, bro, he was pretty transparent, bro, because most people don't show you shit.
Yeah. But bro, when he comes back, we'll have him show profit.
Yeah.
That's a good critique on your side.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll
okay. All right, that's fair enough. Okay, cool. And then I think I'm going to make it short and quick for sure. So I just wanted to black lady on, the older chick, and during the after hours. So I know Fresh, you guys kind of got into a situation where you kind of kicked her out. And I feel like in the beginning, you kind of started it. And then when she – I'm sure you guys already talked about this before, but when you started it and then she hit you back, you felt a certain type of way and then kicked her off. And I just felt like, you know, if you guys have found this notion that you shouldn't be –
Who are you talking about, bro? Bro, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the older lady who – I think she called you a fat fuck or some shit. And then you was like fuck, how did – yeah, that lady, exactly, yeah. And then you kicked her out. Like you said, you gave her
– Fresh didn't kick her out, bro.
Yeah, I felt like
– You didn't.
Chris was kind of incentivizing it to, like, he was pushing it to the point where she was getting mad. But I felt like you started it. You know, you called her something first, and then when she hit you back,
I was
you were a type of way. I get you. I get that first, but, like, a lot of people can agree in the chat, too.
Let me make this very clear, right? People can only affect you if it's true. I'm not fat, bro. So whatever she said to me, cool. I was laughing because it's fine.
At the same time, too, though, Chris could have went about it a certain type of way when he was talking.
I did not kick her out.
Okay, I get that. I know, but I'm saying the first time you said you were going to kick her out.
Right now.
All right, go ahead.
And then tell me, I said, get the fuck out. I just said, hey, you know what? It's cool. I didn't kick her out. If I was so butthurt,
you were about to kick out the first time, but then you gave her a second chance. I get that. You gave her a second chance, but then Chris came in,
Hold on. Make sure you do everything correctly, bro, and the truth. I asked the chat, what do you guys want to do? That's what I did. I didn't say, hey, you got to leave. I said, chat, what do you want to do?
Okay, but you feel like it had to get to that point where you said, chat, what do y'all want to do just because she said something back to you? Like, you could have just blasted it off and just kind of brushed it off, in my opinion. That's the way I see it. And then the fact that Chris added on to that and was being disrespectful, because I ain't going to lie, Chris, you was being mad disrespectful to the lady. Like, she ain't really deserve that. I'm not saying,
yeah,
like,
anyways, look, listen, call it.
Come on, bro. Let's keep it on it, bro. Like,
listen. All right.
Wait, Chris, before you respond to him, let him get his piece off, and then you could respond to it.
All I'm saying is there's certain ways about going about certain things. So it's like, I feel like you continue to disrespect. Of course, if you're going to continue to disrespect somebody, they're also going to respond back to the way you responded to them. So I'm just saying that, like, if y'all could have just laughed it off and be like, all right, cool, go on to the next topic type shit, y'all could have kept it pushing. But the fact that you kept pushing onto that is what incentivized her to leave, I mean, to the point where she had to get kicked out. So I'm like, if that shit happens, like, y'all should, like, you guys put out this notion that you guys are alpha men or, you know, don't let women keep you emotional, yada, yada. And Treasure saying you're trolling, but to be honest, I don't feel like you were trolling, bro. That should probably hurt you, but that's just me and that's my opinion. So, you know what I mean? Y'all can just go about doing shit differently. And, like, sometimes y'all got to be, being disrespectful to them, like, cussing them out and all the other shit. I just feel like sometimes it's unnecessary. That's just my opinion. Well, go ahead, Chris. What you wanted to say?
Chris. All right, caller. Listen, when Fred said, hey, you know what? I'm going to give you a second chance, right? And if you notice, before that happened, me and Myra was quiet. I didn't say shit. Myra didn't say shit. So I said, all right, cool. Fred's giving her a second chance. Now, when Fred said that, she said, you know what? No, only if you – she starts to say, you know, she starts to have like, oh, you know what? Only if this. And, caller, I don't know about you, but this is our platform. There is no only if shit, all right? So that's when I said, you know what, bitch, get the fuck out. Because when Fred's giving her a second chance, she wanted more. She's like, you know, only if you do this and this. I'm like, you know what? Bitch, you out, man. You 40 years old, man. You fucking ran through already, man, from the military, man. We don't need you on this. You know what I'm saying? So that's my mindset. Because at the end of the day, man, you know, I'm just saying, yeah. I mean, come on, man. It's like, think about it. If you with a girl, right, and then you give her a chance, and she's like, you know what? Only if you, bitch. I don't care what the fuck you say.
And let me say one more thing real quick. Caller, I don't know if you watch the show, but, like, I'm never really that serious. I really don't care that much because, like, bro, there's nothing you can tell me that's really going to rock me. And then, two, bro, I'm always making jokes anyway. So I'm trolling most of the time if you didn't realize that.
Yeah, caller, man. It's not like I was.
I hear both y'all perspectives. I just wanted to say my piece. You know what I'm saying? Like, Crush, I just felt like certain times this go about it. But at the end of the day, it's your show. You're going to run it how you want to run it. That was just my critique for that. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it is what it is, bro.
And the other thing, too, Carl, you might not see this because this is a little bit deeper. Typically, what ends up happening, I don't know if you've watched After Hours enough, but you probably have, and you know this already, women are group thinkers. So if one girl acts out of pocket and acts crazy, the rest of them are going to do the same shit, man. So you kind of
I'm already hit, bro. I already know.
You kind of have to assert dominance and let them know that that's not acceptable behavior from the rip. Now, in this case, Fresh is actually really nice about it.
Absolutely.
And let the chat make the decision. And the chat, too, just so you know, the chat was saying kick her off. And Fresh still said, you know what, nah, I'm going to give you a second shot.
Exactly.
So he actually, like, let her stay. And then Chris tried to tell her something like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And then she kept interrupting. And that's when Chris, you know, did what Chris does. So shut the fuck up and get the fuck on the show.
I would just hope that in your own home, we're going to call you a fat fuck. And you'd be cool
with it. No, but I mean, if you're going to go out and roast people, like, I mean, if people are going to roast you in your own house, it's whatever, bro. Just laugh it off and keep it pushing. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is you called her from the first, and she responded. It just got to that point. That's all I'm saying. You could have just, if she roasted you back, you could have just been on some ah-ha-ha shit and just keep it pushing. That's just what I'm saying. Like, you wouldn't have, it shouldn't have gone to the point where you, like, kind of stopped the show abruptly and was like, oh, chat, what do y'all want? Just because she said something back to you. That's all I'm saying. You feel me? If it was some other shit, it was like some super wild shit, then I could understand
it. Think about this. You go do your own show? Think about that.
No, I'm not. See, this is what I'm saying. You're getting to that point where you're getting emotional. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, I'm just giving you my perspective.
I'm not telling you what to do with your show, bro.
Y'all do your show whatever y'all want.
Hold on. You can't someone do my show. I'm just trolling you.
You said what?
I said you can't someone do my show. I'm trolling you.
All right, bro. Hey, that's all I had to say about y'all. Appreciate y'all. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. And cheers to y'all, bro. Y'all take it easy. All
right, caller. All right, let's read
man,
the
chat. I call it soft, man. What a faggot.
That nigga was gay. All
right.
Yeah. All right. Chat's here. Big Bossy CEO Network, you already know. Cool.
Shout out to you, bro.
Various layers. T-shirt idea, Leaning Tower of Caps. Okay. I'm 23, 6 foot, 125 pounds, 80K a year. Never worried about relationships. I'm a virgin. I'm trying to improve every day. Would I be considered a loser in a gentleman, in your gentleman's eyes? Well, my friend, I mean, being a virgin in today's day and age as a man is not a good look because it will hurt you down the road when you're trying to find a chick. 30% of men, 18 to 30 are virgins. A new study showed. I saw that. Y'all think they're going to make more billions from that and make prostitution companies and make it legal? And what will be the effects of that? No, ooh. I think what's going to end up happening is there's going to be sex robots and it's going to be a big thing soon.
Dude, you heard about that AI Karen?
Bro.
Yo.
Invest in that shit, man.
There's an AI Karen that talks to guys and goes on dates.
Pornography is going to be out of business
soon. And they pay $1 per minute.
Yeah. Shit wild.
And they go for 2, 5, 10-hour dates. What the fuck?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? I was wondering what software you used to go live on YouTube, Rumble, and Twitch at the same time. Any other insights? I'm not a noob. I have a stream deck, et cetera. Thanks in advance. StreamYard, my friend.
Yeah, StreamYard.
Brender the Offender, this chat is pertaining to my last chat. I still do live with my sister and dad, but I pay majority of the bills.
Liv.
Oh, Liv.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't understand that question. Oh, well, did we call? We spoke to him, right?
Yeah.
No. I've got the moderator shield. God bless you, Chris. This helps me come to terms with losing custody and losing 70% of my money and assets and house in a divorce. WFNF, damn, bro. I'm sorry that happened to you. Shout out to the pod. Just wanted to show love. Thanks to you. Thank you, Khalid Marshall.
What's up, boy?
Alexander, thank you for the value. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate that. Thank you guys so much. This podcast wouldn't be half as good without Fresh. He brings a totally different perspective to the show, and honestly, he's gotten so much more pivotal to the show's quality in the past few months. Good stuff, my friend. Very true.
Thank you, bro.
IRS goes, I ain't going to lie. A lot of these male callers complain worse than the women, okay?
It's
then
tough,
we
bro.
Got D Supreme goes, hi, I'm a 20-year-old male full-time nursing student and full-time worker in MO. N-M-O? Okay. How do I use my 401k money to invest in real estate? Myron, how much does one of your duplex pay you / mo?
A month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Chime Credit good? A card, a good one. Here's the thing, bro. You won't be able to pull out of your 401k when you're a nurse because they're going to penalize you for that shit. So you're just better off saving money on the side on top of that.
Yeah.
And then as far as one of my duplexes pay me, I have a couple of duplexes, so I don't know. I could give you a general statement. I'm making somewhere between, on my duplexes, easily 13% plus cash on cash returns.
I think he means Missouri, the state of Missouri.
In Missouri. Okay. Yeah. How do I use my 401k? Yeah, bro. I would not use your 401k to invest in real estate when you still are employed with them. I would just let that money sit there and save money on the side because they're going to penalize you for using your 401k. And then what else do we got here? And you're going to have to live in it if you use your 401k money to get it. So you better buy a triplex or a fourplex or some shit if you're going to go ahead and take that risk. And then question for Myron. Chris, I can't read that.
I got it.
Okay.
If as a bad Muslim, you believe that sex before marriage is morally wrong, what do you promote it for men? I think he means why do you promote it for men. But
I never said it's morally wrong.
There you go.
Like,
guys, this is the problem. This is why...
These guys try to come in with a religion pill.
I love Sneeko, but here's the problem, right? When you have a hard stance on religion, and sorry to say this, you're going to have people demanding that you stay this way all the time. Guys, we're fucking human, bro. You can't always be a certain way. So as a result, me and Myron say, hey, listen, bro, we know what we should be doing. We don't really do it. That way you can't say, oh, you didn't do this, though. Bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's just very simple. I never purport myself to be a great Muslim. I never did. I tell you guys this all the time and say I'm a crappy Muslim. So, yeah, I'm going to tell you guys what I think is most advantageous to the contemporary sexual marketplace that we're in. And unfortunately, it conflicts with the religious beliefs and philosophies that a lot of the books, the religion of the books say, you know, no fornication before marriage, blah, blah, blah. Well, we all know that that's going to put you at a significant disadvantage in 2023 when dealing with modern day women. So what do I tell you guys? I tell you guys, adapt for the times. Religion, a lot of times, is not going to save you from the fuckery of the current sexual marketplace. That's what I tell you guys.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
I don't know. People always confuse me for like saying that I'm like some like
no,
you get these.
They want to put you in a box. If you want to be in that box, fine, but don't put them in a box by himself, by your standards.
Yeah, I mean, cool. I don't claim to be a great Muslim, so you can't.
And like, I'm not the best Christian. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'd be doing my thing. You know?
Anyhow, all right, cool. Girls are here, guys. We're gonna be back with some lovely ladies here. We're back in Chris Caller.
10:45.
We'll be back. We're After Hours, man. Love y'all. Don't forget to like the video. Follow us on this
on
Rumble.
Channel.
Sub to the channel, man. Get us to 500K.
And we're gonna hold a party for you guys in Miami.
Yes, if we're 500K on Rumble, we're gonna definitely throw a party. We got over 11,000. Y'all, we're watching the show live, man.
And what I'm gonna do? One lucky person that gets a ticket for the party, I will put you in a Lambo. We'll vlog that shit. There you go.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go,
guys. Follow the channel if you haven't already.
Rumble.
We're at 224K. We just need another 270-something. So go ahead and follow the channel. We'll catch you guys back here with some girls in about 40 minutes. Peace.
I run.